Game number two today after Hastings rocked the Lancers of Mount Barney in game number one, winning by a score of 12-0. In the opener today, Hastings with 12 runs, 13 base hits, no errors. They left seven. Andrew Kuda picks up the win for Hastings. He's now 6-3 in the season. The Lancers, no runs, seven hits, no errors. They left seven. Alex Mogensen was a losing pitcher for the visitors in game number one. So we'll head into game number two. This is expected to be a nine-inning affair, but you heard the latest weather forecast and things. The umpires have already talked about maybe rain coming in here before this is all said and done with here tonight. So maybe they know more than we do. We'll see what happens here as Hastings and Mount Barney is scheduled to play a nine-inning affair here in game number two here today. We'll get you the starting lineups brought to you by Five Points Bank of Hastings, locally owned, locally managed with friendly service, three convenient locations, and a strong commitment to area youth. Many reasons why Five Points Bank is the better bank. Hastings will go with Ty O'Brien. He'll lead things off in the batting order. He'll play at second base here for Hastings in the second ball game. Brandon Newtrep will be the shortstop. He'll bat second, followed by Reed Stone, the third baseman, and Ty Neal, the left fielder. Luke Christensen, the DH. Alex Newtrep, the right fielder. Lucas Lindgren will be your first baseman. He'll bat seventh. Eric Anderson doing the catching chores here for Hastings in game number two. He'll bat eighth. And then Donato Santos will be out in center field here for Hastings in the nightcap. He'll bat ninth. And Tanner Nikoloff will be your pitcher for Hastings, a right-handed thrower for the Broncos. Justin Miller will lead things off for Mount Barney. He's the center fielder. Skyler Carey will be your second baseman. He'll bat seventh. Ethan Lynn will be your DH. He'll bat third, followed by Caden Skinner, the catcher. Bo Howard, the right fielder. Hunter Hollick will be your third baseman. Connor Muth, the first baseman. Brandon Kemp, the shortstop. And Austin White will be your left fielder. And on the mound for Mount Barney here for game number two will be Derek Miller. Your starting lineups are brought to you by Five Points Bank, now with three locations in Hastings. 2815 Osborne Drive West, 320 South Burlington, and at 322 North St. Joe, Hastings Five Points Bank, the better bank, member FDIC. So this is Justin Miller at the plate down for Mount Barney to lead off this second ball game. He hits that one out toward left field. That's going to fall for a base hit. There's a little blooper out there to left field. Justin Miller gets a board here for Mount Barney to begin the second ball game. Skyler Carey coming up there next. Skyler Carey will be your second baseman. So Nikoloff is your pitcher here for Hastings. Tanner Nikoloff, he's got an ERA of 4.24. His overall record sitting at 3 wins and 2 losses on the season. He's making his 8th start of the 2017 season here this afternoon as he works from the stretch, and the fastball is going to be in there for a strike in the outside corner. He's got no saves to his credit so far this year. Been basically been used as a one of the starters for the Broncos, and he gets to start here this afternoon. He's thrown 40 and one-third innings on the season as he throws another strike to the plate here. Out of those 40 innings, he's given up 38 base hits, 30 runs, 19 of those earned, 29 base on balls, 46 strikeouts. Team's batting just .242 against him. So Tanner Nikoloff out there for Hastings on the mound, with Eric Anderson doing the catching chores for Hastings here in game number two. This is Skyler Carey up there right now. He'll be at second base for Mount Barney. Down to him is at 1-2. Justin Miller taking his lead down there at first base for Mount Barney. Second ball game just underway here. There's a big swing and a miss there and a strikeout by Skyler Carey. He strikes out. That's going to bring up Ethan Lynn next. He is the designated hitter. So Hastings wins in the first ball game over Mount Barney here this afternoon by a score of 12-0. Briarcliff has beaten Midland by a score of 7-1. And it was Concordia beating Doan 3-0. Action around the Great Plains Athletic Conference here this afternoon. All three of those twin bills, and now in the second ball game. There's the first hit batter we're going to see today as Ethan Lynn has just been plucked there by Tanner Nikoloff. So a hit batter. And now Mount Barney's got runners on at first and second base. Just underway here in game number two. Mount Barney now 12-19 in the season, 6-7 in the Great Plains Athletic Conference. Hastings sitting at 18-15, 7-6 now in the conference. These two teams played yesterday in Yankton. Lancers swept the Broncos in two games yesterday. Hastings winning game number three earlier today, 12-0. So Hastings now looking to salvage maybe a split out of this four-game series this weekend. Next pitch is going to be outside for a ball. One ball and no strikes now to Caden Skinner. Here's the catcher for Mount Barney. Bats from the right-hand side. Nikoloff, a right-handed thrower here for Hastings. Here comes the next pitch. Hit on the ground towards second. O'Brien scoops it up. Goes to second base for one. Over to first base. Double play. The Broncos turn their second double play of the afternoon here. A 4-6-3 double play. And Mount Barney is out of this first inning. They score no runs on a base hit, no errors. And well, they have one man left on base. We go to the bottom of the first inning with a score. Mount Barney nothing. Hastings coming to bat.
Insurance Plus Financial Services wants you to compare your homeowners and auto insurance. Insurance Plus is an Allied insurance agent. Allied, a nationwide company on your side. Let them compare and make sure you're not paying too much and also that your coverage is adequate. It's a simple process that could save you some money. With Allied Insurance Plus, you'll know that should something happen, you're covered. Allied, a nationwide company on your side, and Insurance Plus providing sound, trusted coverage. Insurance Plus Financial Services in Fairfield and 715 South Burlington and Hastings. Call 461-4465.
Hastings Tribune photographers take hundreds of photos when covering a game, but only a few get published in the newspaper. To see all of the other photos that they take, go to hastingstribune.com. You will see some you like. To see those that run daily in the Hastings Tribune, call 462-2131 to start a subscription to the newspaper or order it online at hastingstribune.com. When it comes to local sports, we've got it covered.
1230 KHAS.
Hastings College baseball action for you here today on 1230 KHAS and also online, www.hastingslink.com. Game number two today after Hastings won the opener by a score of 12-0. Derek Miller is going to be your pitcher for Mount Barney here in game number two. Miller has a record of one win, no losses on the season. ERA of 4.70. He'll be making his third start of the season. He has thrown 15 and a third innings for Mount Marty, given up 13 base hits, 8 runs, all 8 of those earned, 4 base on balls, 10 strikeouts. Teams are batting .228 against him. So Hastings will go to work. Boy, the bats were alive in game number one as Hastings stroked the thing for 13 base hits in the contest. We had a Reed Stone with 3 hits, 2 RBIs. Alex Utrep had 2 hits and 4 RBIs for Hastings in the opener. So hopefully we didn't blow everything there in the opener. We can get something going here in game number two as Hastings will lead things off in the bottom of the inning with Ty O'Brien. Ty O'Brien, the second baseman. Here comes the pitch. It's going to be hit to right field. That's going to get down for a base hit. So the second pitch of the at bat here, Ty O'Brien gets a single to a right field. Leads things off for Hastings. That's going to bring up Brandon Utrep next. Derek Miller is the pitcher for Mount Marty. He pitches from the stretch. Although nobody is on the base pads there against O'Brien. So now he'll have somebody to worry about over there at first base. That's O'Brien for Hastings as Brandon Utrep will come to the plate next for Hastings. There's a throw over to first base. That's not in time as Ty O'Brien is back in there. Hastings did not have a stolen base in game number one. Didn't have to. Bats were alive and well there for Hastings in that first ball game. Here's a Utrep up there now for Hastings. There's a big foul tap here at the plate. Big swing. Just got a little piece of that one. No balls and one strike to Brandon Utrep. He had a base on balls. He flew out to right field in the first ball game. Also had a single in the fourth. He had a double to produce some runs in the fifth inning of play. So Brandon Utrep had a couple of base hits in the opener as well for Hastings. There's a bouncing ball toward third. It's going to be in foul territory. Now the count is sitting at no balls and two strikes. Utrep also scoring, what, 3 runs in the ball game in the opener today. So very good outing for Utrep. He started the day with a batting average of .333. Still playing on a bad wheel. Got a sore ankle that he sustained a injury a couple of weeks ago, still hampering him here, but playing a lot for Hastings. There's the next pitch in on the ground towards shortstop. Kemp grabs it, goes to second base for one. That's all they're going to get. No relay throw there from Carey. A hard slide in there to second base by Ty O'Brien. So UTREP is going to get a board on a fielder's choice. Ty O'Brien is retired into play from short to second. That's the first out of this first inning of play. That's going to bring up Reed Stone next. Reed Stone, he had three base hits. He had two runs scored. He had a couple of RBIs in game number one. He started the day with a batting average of .333. So Stone dives into the left-hand batter's box, sends that one to shortstop. He goes to second base again for one over to first base, double play. And Hastings with a so-so inning right there as they hit into a double play to end the first inning. So Reed Stone hits into a double play. Hastings scores no runs, one base hit, no errors, nobody left on base. We go to the second inning with a score. Hastings nothing and Mount Marty nothing.
I had some things bothering me, some pain, and doctors suspected that it was cancer. All of a sudden, I get a call, and I found out the cancer is moving to your lungs very rapidly. You need to go see Dr. Pornchai immediately. I had knew about the Morris Cancer Center, yes. I had heard some good things about it. I didn't even think about going anywhere else. Chemo is very tough. They cared about every step of the process. They made you feel at home as well as they can in a cancer center. I had 9 weeks of treatment, and then, you know, we did a couple more tests down the road with them. I mean, they said things started to turn around a little. It was, I don't know, it's hard to describe. It was like a weight being lifted. It changes your life every minute for the rest of it. I'm Ronald Faber, and I was treated here in Mary Lanning.
Mary Lanning Healthcare. Your care, our inspiration.
1230 KHAS.
All right, back here at Duncan Field, Hastings and Mount Marty, game number two today after the Broncos won the opener by a score of 12-0. The Nebraska baseball team, they were winners today over Maryland, a score of 8-3. So the Huskers win two out of the three games this weekend at Hawks Field. Nebraska winning Friday night, Maryland winning Saturday. Huskers coming back, picking up the win today, 8-3. There's a ground ball towards shortstop. Utrep has got it for Hastings, goes over to first base in time. Bo Howard is retiring to play on one pitch. Hunter Hollick coming up there next for Mount Marty. By the way, the Nebraska softball team also won today as they knocked off Rutgers. That was early today. That was a 10 o'clock starting time out in New Jersey. Huskers beating Rutgers 7-2. So the Nebraska softball team, they sweep Rutgers in a three-game series this weekend, 7-4, 15-12, and 7-2. They'll play at Iowa, a doubleheader on Wednesday. The Huskers softball team now 16-20, 6-3 in conference play. This is Hunter Hollick up to the plate next for the Lancers. He takes a ball and a strike here from Tanner Nikoloff, who's thrown out there for Hastings in game number two after Andrew Kuda picked up the win in the opener here this afternoon. Here comes the 1-1. A fastball is going to be down low for a ball, 2-1. Hastings College softball team, they split with Mount Marty yesterday up in Yankton. 6-3, Broncos winning. Lancers winning 10-2 in five innings. There's a ball again, hit the UTREP. A hot shot there. UTREP grabs and goes over to first. That's going to be in time. Hunter Hollick is retired in the play. That's going to bring up Colin Muth next. So the Hastings College softball team now sitting at 20-18 in the season. They're 7-5 in the Great Plains Athletic Conference. Hastings will have a doubleheader tomorrow. They will host Midland out at the Smith Complex. Action gets underway at 5 o'clock. Hastings High baseball team, they were winners on Saturday as they beat Norfolk by the score of 10-3. So Hastings will play in the Ralston Invitational coming up next weekend. Hastings winners over Norfolk in high school baseball by a score of 10-3. Here comes the 0-1 pitch. It's going to be fouled away. Colin Muth is the guy up there. Muth, he spent a little time on the hill for Mount Marty in game number one here today. Did not have an official at-bat. Muth has a batting average of .250, though, on the season. He's 11 out of 44 from the plate with five runs scored. Bounce here from the left-hand side as the pitch comes in there for a ball. Now 1-2. Colin Muth, he's got three doubles to his credit. 9 RBIs, no home runs. He's walked 4 times. He has struck out 8 times. Next pitch is going to be inside for a ball. Nearly pulls the trigger, but keeps it on the shoulder here. Now we roll the deuces. Roll the deuces for the first time here today. Two balls and two strikes with two men out in inning number two. As Nikoloff looks in for the sign, next pitch is going to be a fastball that just misses outside. And the count is sitting at three balls and two strikes. Temperature sitting at 70 degrees for game number two here today. Very pleasant day, lots of sunshine. Fans basking in the sunshine here this afternoon. First time in a long time we had the windows open. Next pitch comes inside, and it hit him. Nope, just inside, but it's going to be ball four anyway. Ball four, that's a base on ball is given up there. So a hip batter and a walk so far in the ball game from Tanner Nikoloff. Now Marty with one base set. Now Brandon Kemp will come to the plate next. Where's number one on that uniform there for the Lancers, the shortstop? Back in the number eight position here in this second ball game as the first pitch comes in there for a ball outside. Kemp in the first ball game, not very productive. He had a couple of, in fact, he flew out three times, twice to the left fielder and once to the right fielder. Next pitch comes inside, a fastball again. It nearly hit the batter, and now the first baseman, Lucas Lindgren, is going to come in and have a couple of words with his pitcher, Tanner Nikoloff. Pats him on the fanny, goes back to the bag at first base. The count here is at two balls and no strikes to Brandon Kemp. He'll be followed up by Austin White. If he can get aboard here, there's two men out here in the second inning of play. Two balls, no strikes. Nikoloff's next pitch is going to be right down the pipe there for a strike, 2-1. So Hastings has got Ty Neal out in left field here in game number two. Donato Santos getting the start out in center field, and Alex Utrep over in right field. Next pitch is going to be a strike right at the knees on the outside corner. Good looking pitch there by Nikoloff. 2-2 the count. Reed Stone down there at third base. Brandon Utrep is at shortstop. Ty O'Brien is at second base. Lucas Lindgren is over there at first base. Nikoloff on the mound. Eric Anderson behind the plate. Next pitch, a cold third strike, a fastball hits the outside corner. And Brandon Kemp is retired in the play. The second strikeout of the ball game for Tanner Nikoloff. Mount Marty is out of the second inning. No runs on no hits, no errors. One runner left on base. Go to the bottom of the second inning with a score. Hastings nothing and Mount Marty nothing.
5 Points Bank of Hastings has again been awarded a 5-star rating by Bauer Financial Research. We know our customers appreciate having their local community bank at the top of safety and soundness ratings.
We are very proud of the 5-star designation and will work hard to maintain this level of excellence. Knowing our community and knowing our customers, it's what sets a community bank apart from others.
5 Points Bank of Hastings, member FDIC.
No one buys a gift to keep. They buy a gift to give. And you know what? It is the thought that counts. At Bob Sass Flowers, we've put a lot of thought into the kinds of unique items people love to give others. As a result, gifts from Bob Sass Flowers shine through with meaning as well as unique quality. This is Amy from Bob Sass Flowers, and we continue to treasure our flowers, and we've added even more gifts, symbols of love for you and yours. Real people, real love. Flowers and gifts from Bob Sass Flowers of Hastings.
1230 KHAS.
All right, Hastings will bat now here in the bottom of the second inning. No score between the Lancers and the Broncos here. Derek Miller back out there for Mount Barney, the right-handed thrower. Ty Neal up to the plate here for Hastings. Neal playing out in left field again in the second ball game. Neal in the first one had one base hit, scored a run, walked twice, grounded out once. His four plate appearances in the opener this afternoon. There's a ball hit to the left side. That gets through there for a base hit into a left field. Hollick with a diving attempt there at third base, but that was into the left field quickly. Ty Neal gets aboard here for Hastings. That's his second base hit of the ball game now for the Broncos after Hastings had 13 in the opener. Hastings winning game number one today for just joining us, 12-0. Lucas Christensen coming to the plate next. Christensen is the DH in the ball game again. He had a big double in the fifth inning of play for the first ball game. Scored a run. Flew out to right field, grounded out once, and flew out to the first baseman in his other plate appearances. Base runner is Ty Neal down there at first base. They throw over there. Neal is back in there. Luke Christensen waiting here at the plate. Miller comes set. Next pitch is going to be outside, a check swing there. Christensen did not go around with that. One ball and no strikes. Steve Sponberg down in the third base coaching box here for Hastings, going through the signs. Travis McCarter down there in the first base box. Ty Neal taking a lead at first. Here comes the pitch to the plate. It's another fastball that misses outside. And the count is sitting at two balls and no strikes to Luke Christensen. After today, Hastings will be off until Thursday when Concordia comes to town for a doubleheader here at Duncan Field. 5 o'clock will be the starting time. We'll be on the air with a pregame show at 4:45 on Thursday afternoon here on 1230 KHIS. Concordia right now, the conference leaders in the Great Plains Athletic Conference. In fact, as we head to the stretch run here for the baseball season, Hastings will play 8 games down the stretch here against Midland and Concordia. Those are the top two teams in the conference, so Hastings will have a hand in maybe winning a conference championship here for baseball, at least one of the top two seeds. There's a big swing and a miss there by Christensen. And the count is sitting at 2 balls and 2 strikes. 2-2 the count to Christensen. Top two seeds will host the Great Plains Athletic Conference postseason tournament. 4 at one school and 4 at the other team. So at least you'd like to finish in the top two to possibly host that conference tournament. Of course, all eyes are on the GPAC championship here this year. Very competitive conference here this year. Next pitch is going to be outside for a ball. And now the count is full at 3 balls and 2 strikes. Nobody out for Hastings here in inning number 2. Base runner is on at first base. That is Ty Neal. Derek Miller comes set. Next pitch to the plate is swung on. Tapped to the left side. Fielded there by the third baseman. Goes across the diamond. That's going to be in time. But the runner goes down to second base. Ty Neal is into the bag at second. Luke Christensen is retired in the play from third to first. Good play on the ball there by Hunter Hollick, the third baseman for Mount Marty. Gets it over to Muth to record the out. Now there's one man out. The Broncos will have a base runner on scoring position at second base. Alex Utrep will come to the plate next. Alex Utrep, the right fielder here for Hastings. Get a chance to play a little bit today. Utrep struck out once, grounded out once, and then had a two-run double and a run-scoring single his final two at-bats. So he had a couple of base hits, and he had a 3 RBIs for Hastings in the opener today. First pitch in there is going to be a strike. No balls and one strike here to Alex Utrep. Miller again working from the stretch. Looks at the runner at second. Next one to the plate, a breaking pitch there. It's going to be down low for a ball, and it's now 1 ball and 1 strike to Alex Utrep. Start of the day with a batting average of .263, and now we've got a balk called. A balk is going to be called there, and heading down to a third base on the play is going to be Ty Neal. So a balk is called on the pitcher, Derek Miller. Runners on now at third base, and one bat out. Alex Utrep here at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. We got a chance to drive one home right here. And here comes the next pitch to the plate. Swung on. It's going to be fouled. Right field side out of play. No balls and two strikes to Alex Utrep, the former Lincoln Pius Thunderbolt. He digs in here. Right-hand side again. Runner on at third base. That's Ty Neal. Derek Miller comes set. Looks at the runner at third. Offers one to the plate. Bouncing ball toward third base. Grabbing it there is Hollick. He's going to go across the diamond to first to record the out. Sliding home and scoring in the play was a Ty Neal. So Hollick goes over to first base to record the out. And Utrep, no play at home plate there. So Utrep is retired in the play from third to first. But a run comes in to score as Ty Neal will give the Broncos the lead here. 1-0 is the score. Now there's two men out. Lucas Lindgren comes to the plate next for Hastings. He is the first baseman. He's going to take a strike here. 0-1 to Lucas. Lucas started the day with a batting average of .289. Struck out 3 times in the opener today, but also had a triple that scored a run. That was back in inning number 3 of the first ball game. Fouls away this next pitch here, and the count goes to no balls and two strikes. Linden has now struck out 33 times so far this year for Hastings. Lindgren is behind on the count now with no balls and two strikes. They set up on the outside portion of the plate, and the pitch goes out way outside. 1-2. Derek Miller, the pitcher for Mount Barney here in game number two. Caden Skinner is behind the plate, flashing the signs out there. Miller comes set. Here comes the 1-2 pitch. It's on the way, and a swing and a foul tap, but he's tagged out right here at the plate, and another strikeout by Lucas Lindgren. He goes down. Strikeout number one in the ball game for Derek Miller. Hastings, they score one run on one base hit. No errors and nobody left on base. We go to the third inning with a score. Hastings one, Mount Marty nothing.
Spring is here, and now's the time to update your look with a new suit or sport coat from Gary Michaels Clothiers with the annual wardrobe event. Receive a free dress shirt, tie, and socks, $100 value. Choose any in-stock suit or sport coat and pants in fits from slim, modern, or traditional, and receive a shirt, tie, and socks free. Shop our ladies department for dresses and fashions perfect for graduation or weddings. Now 20% off. Shop Gary Michaels Clothiers in Hastings and Kearney for your new look. New merchandise arriving daily.
Get more than you expect at Furniture Direct.
It's spring, and you can help your room bloom with the store-wide savings going on now at Furniture Direct. See the new line of Beautyrest silver mattresses now available and all on sale. Get a big man's recliner for only $349 or a power lift recliner for only $599. We even have 24 months free financing for a limited time. Now that really is more than you expect. Help your room bloom and save at Furniture Direct behind Sonic and Hastings, and find even more savings online at FurnitureDirectHastings.com.
1230 KHAS.
Bronco baseball for you here today on 1230 KHAS and also online www.hastingslink.com. Broncos winning the first ball game today 12-0 over Mount Marty. Now Hastings has a 1-0 advantage here in game number two. Mount Marty will bat in the third inning. This is a scheduled 9-inning affair here in the game number two today. This is Austin White coming up there. He's the left fielder. He did not play in game number one, so he's getting his first at-bat here this afternoon. He's going to take a strike here, 0-1 to Austin White. He's actually got the third-best batting average on the team, sitting at .319, playing in his 17th ball game of the season. He takes a strike here, 0-2. 15 base hits, 47 trips to the plate for Austin White, 4 runs scored. No home runs and 5 RBIs. Batting here from the left-hand side. Next pitch is a fastball that stays outside for a ball. Now 1-2. Austin White with 6 base on balls and 10 strikeouts so far this season for Mount Marty, a team that's in here from Yankton, South Dakota here this afternoon. Next pitch is a fastball that just misses outside. And the count now to the number 9 hitter in the batting order. For Mount Marty, Austin White is sitting at 2-2. 1-0 is the score. Hastings with a lead. Here comes the next pitch, fouled back to the screen. So the count remains at 2-2. And the Nebraska baseball team has picked up a win today to wrap up their series with Maryland, winning 8-3 at Hawks Field. Hastings College, or the Nebraska softball team, winners over Rutgers today by a score of 7-2 to wrap up a 3-game sweep. Next pitch is fouled back to the screen. The count remains at 2-2. Hastings will play Austin White pretty much straight away out of the outfield. Wind's blowing now toward the right field corner here for game number two. Here comes the 2-2 pitch. It's on the way. Hit toward first base. Lindgren goes over and taps the bag. They record the out there on Austin White. And I would go back to the top of the order in Justin Miller. Hastings defensively today has played pretty well so far. Don't want to jinx him. A couple of double plays so far in the 2-game set. No errors so far. There's the next pitch by Nikoloff. It's going to be down low for a ball. 1-0 now to Justin Miller. He had his single to start off the ball game here for the Lancers. Both left stranded on the base pads. Next pitch can be fouled away. Out of play, 1-1. Mount Marty, they left 7 base runners on base in the first inning. Actually, in the first ball game. including three in the third inning. Here's the next pitch. It's going to be inside for a ball, and now it's kind of sitting at two balls and one strike. Justin Miller is a left-handed hitter. Nikoloff working from the stretch with nobody on the base pads. Here's the next pitch, fouled back to the screen. Two balls and two strikes now to Justin Miller. He had a base hit and three trips to the plate in game number one. Also received a base on balls in that first ball game. Justin Miller is the center fielder for Mount Marty. Two balls and two strikes. Next pitch is to be down low. Ball gets away from the catcher, Eric Anderson. So Eric Anderson doing the catching chores for Hastings here in game number two. Grant Krause had that chore for game number one. Basically what they've been doing all season long in these doubleheaders, with Krause catching the first one, Anderson catching the second one. Here's the 3-2 pitch. It's hit the center field. That's going to be a base hit picked up out there by Santos. So Miller gets a base hit here in the third inning for Mount Marty. It comes with one man out. And now a Skyler Carey will come to the plate next. Carey is a second baseman. He was 2-for-4 to plate in game number one, had a couple of singles. He flew out to center field in the first inning. Flew out to right field in inning number seven. Had those singles sandwiched in between in innings 3 and 5 respectively for the Lancers. Pitch is going to be outside for a ball. One ball and no strikes now to Skyler Carey. Nikoloff looks over his left shoulder toward first base. Next pitch is a fastball here at the plate. Misses outside. Two balls and no strikes. Hastings and Mount Marty here in game number two today. This one's scheduled for 9. It's a 7-9 during the weekends on these conference games. There's a bouncing ball to short. Utrap deep, goes over to second base. He records the out, and no throw over to first. So Utrap had to wait for that one. It was a bouncer toward the shortstop. Utrap had to field it right on the edge of the outfield grass, and he only had time to get it over to second base to record the out on Justin Miller on the force out. So now there's a man on at first base. That's going to be Skyler Carey. He reaches on the fielder's choice, so to speak. And now Ethan Lynn will come up there next. He was hit by a pitch in the first inning. Takes a whack there. A swing and a miss. Ethan Lynn, he was 0-for-2 in game number one today. Hit into a double play. Popped one to the shortstop, and he reached on a base on balls in his three plate appearances. Lynn with a club in hand. Here comes the next pitch. It's going to be down low, a little bit inside. And the count is at one ball and one strike. This is the guy that did some damage against Hastings in the doubleheader yesterday. 6 out of 7 from the plate up in Yankton yesterday with 3 RBIs and 2 doubles. Hastings kept him in check in game number one. There's the ball. It's going to be hit toward left field coming on. Not able to make the catch. That's going to be a single. Ty Neal lets it fall in front of him. Now Ethan Lynn gets a base hit here for the Lancers. And now Mount Marty has something going here in the third inning. They've got runners out at first and second base. But there's also two men out here in the inning. That's going to bring up Skinner next, the catcher. He hit into a double play to end inning number one today. So Skinner comes back up there. Inning number three here this afternoon. Skinner in the first ball game was 0-for-3. So he's 0-for at least his last four as he comes to the plate here in the third inning with a man on in scoring position at second base. Here's the next pitch to the plate in there for a strike, a fastball. No balls and one strike to Caden Skinner. Hastings is out on top. We're in the top of the third inning. Broncos are leading by a score of 1-0. Tanner Nikoloff comes set. Next pitch, a swing and a miss. Now it's no balls and two strikes. And Anderson thought that was maybe the third strike. He goes out and tags out Caden Skinner. That's only the second strike. 0-2 is the count to Skinner. And Nikoloff comes to the belt, looks at the runner at second base. Here comes a pitch to the plate. It's going to be, did it hit him? Yes, it did. Yeah, it hit him. Caden Skinner heads down the bag at first. That's a second hit batter for Tanner Nikoloff. And now the bases are loaded here for Mount Marty. Skyler Carey heads down to the base at third. Ethan Lynn is on at second base. Caden Skinner gets hit by a pitch, and now Bo Howard comes up to the plate next. Howard, he grounded out in the second inning of play. Had a couple of base hits in game number one today, a couple of singles. Flew out to center field his only other time up there, so he was 2-for-3 in the first ball game, 0-for-1 so far here in game number two. But now he comes to the plate with a bases juice and two men out, so Nikoloff has got to go to work on him. Bo Howard is the number five guy in the batting order. There's a strike delivered on the outside corner. Nice pitch there. No balls, one strike down to Bo Howard. He's a senior from Marshfield, Wisconsin. 6 foot, 190 pounder. Lines this one foul, right side. Out of play, no balls and two strikes. So nothing and two now to Bo Howard. The Lancers of Mount Marty a chance to maybe tie this thing up with a base hit. Howard so far this year has struck out 20 times. He has walked 18 times. Both of those are team highs. Here comes the 0-2 pitch now from Nikoloff. It's on the way. It's going to be down low for a ball scooped up there by Eric Anderson. Now the count is sitting in 1-2 to Howard. Howard is playing out in right field here for the Lancers in game number two. He played in left field in game number one. 1-2 here to Tanner Nikoloff as he throws that one to the plate. Right to Reed Stone as he goes over and touches the bag at third. And the inning is over. So Howard got a piece of that one, but sends it right out to Reed Stone, who goes over and touches the bag to catch the force out on Ethan Lynn. And the inning is over here for the Lancers. They score no runs on two base hits. No errors and three runners left on the base pads. We go to the bottom of the third inning with a score. Hastings 1, Mount Marty nothing.
Jackson's Car Corner has built a reputation for high-quality hand-picked vehicles. Good, clean, low-mileage cars, vans, and pickups. Stop by today and see them at Jackson's Car Corner, 3rd and Colorado in downtown Hastings, where our customers send their friends.
When it hurts, come to Burt's. Burt's Drug Stores in Hastings has the best prescription and over-the-counter service and free delivery 6 days a week. You get old-fashioned know-you-by-your-first-name personal service at Burt's Drug Store downtown Hastings and Burt's Pharmacy, 14th and Bellevue.
When you need body work, call Sealy Body Shop in Hastings. Sealy's uses environmentally friendly products from PPG. Sealy's offers complete collision repair and restoration. Sealy's Body Shop, the name you trust, at 201 South Hastings Avenue in Hastings.
Listen, college should introduce you to new ideas. It should open your mind to a world of possibilities. You can get access to real-world opportunities at Hastings College, where the world and you align. Find us at hastings.edu.
1230 KHAS.
Hastings College with the lead over Mount Marty. The score is 1-0. Broncos now bat here in inning number three. And the first guy coming to the plate is going to be Eric Anderson, the catcher. Derek Miller stays out there for Mount Marty to throw here. The starter for game number two. And there's another strike delivered up there. And all of a sudden, Anderson is behind the count of no balls and two strikes. Anderson did not play in game number one. Like we mentioned, he's doing the catching chores here in game number two. Anderson waits on the next pitch. Reaches out there and wanted to go around with it, but base umpire says no as they appeal down there. Anderson's hitting .219 in the season. He's got 14 base hits and 64 trips to the plate, 5 doubles, no homers, 7 RBIs. Here comes the 1-2 pitch. That ball's going to be hit to left field. That's a base hit. Halleck jumping for that one at third base, but couldn't come down with it. It's into left field as Austin White picks it up out there for Mount Marty. So he seems with the base runner here. Eric Anderson gets the base hit. He's going to be run for now. That's first base. Daniel Stolman is going to come out. Stolman is a freshman from Manly, Nebraska. Went to high school at Louisville. So now Santos is going to come to the plate next. Donato Santos coming to the plate. He got in the first ball game as a pinch hitter. So he's up there now as he's playing in the field for Hastings. He's out in center field for Hastings in game number two today. Santos pinch hit and grounded out. His only plate appearance in game number one here today. Here comes a pitch to the plate outside. Santos was squaring around the bunt, pulls her back. One ball, no strikes to Donato Santos. Back in the number nine position for the Broncos here in this ball game. Hastings with a lead 1-0. Hastings with three base hits now in this ball game as we play in the bottom of the third inning. Here comes the next pitch from Miller. It's going to be outside for a ball. It's now two balls and no strikes to Santos. Santos so far this year has been up there 17, make it 18 times now. He is 6 out of 18 from the plate. .333 is batting average. No homers, two RBIs. One base on balls and one strikeout. There's a throw over to first base. Not in time. Diving back in there again is going to be Stolman, who's running here. So Stolman taking his lead down there at first. Here comes a pitch to the plate. Again, they square around the bunt. Leaves it out in front of the plate. Could be trouble down there. Throw down there as we just in the nick of time. Tell you what, Santos might be the fastest guy on the team. He can flat pick him up and put him down on the little guy. That was a close play down there at first base. Santos lays down the sacrifice, but nearly beat out the throw from pitcher to first. Donato Santos. No one to get into a foot race with him. He's fast. Ty O'Brien coming up to the plate next. O'Brien, he has got a single so far in this ball game. That was back in the first inning. Now playing in the third. He's back up there to face Derek Miller. There's a breaking pitch. It's going to be in there for a strike. No balls and one strike to Ty O'Brien of Hastings. O'Brien in the first ball game had a couple of base hits, scored three runs, also walked once, reached on a fielder's choice, and he flew out to center field. So a very productive day for Ty O'Brien. Here comes the 0-1 pitch, swung on and missed. Goes after a low pitch there, and it's nothing in two. Top four guys in the batting order for Hastings did most of the damage. They scored nine runs. Nine of the 12 runs were scored by the first four guys in the batting order. No balls and two strikes. O'Brien winning on the next pitch. Here it comes, way outside for a ball. Now one ball and two strikes. 1-2 the count to Ty O'Brien. Base runners on at second base. Running for Eric Anderson is Daniel Stolman, taking his lead down there. Miller looks that way. Here comes the 1-2 pitch to the plate. It's going to be down low. The ball gets away from the catcher, Skinner. And running down to the bag at third is going to be Stolman. So now he seems with a chance to tack on a run here in the third. They hit into a double play to end the first inning of play. Hastings able to score a run on one base hit in the second inning. And now the Broncos got somebody around to a third base. That's Stolman. Down here at the plate is at two balls and two strikes with one man out. Next pitch is swung on and missed. He goes after an outside pitch there, and down he goes. So Ty O'Brien, he strikes out in the ball game. That's going to be strikeout number two for Derek Miller. That was way outside. He goes fishing for that one and comes up with nothing but error. Now Brandon Utrep will come to the plate next. Utrep, he had a couple of hits and three RBIs in game number one. Reads on a fielder's choice his first time up there. Takes a whack at that one and a swing and a miss. No balls and one strike. So Eric Anderson leads off this third inning with a single. Stolman now running for him over at third base, but now there's two men out. No balls and one strike here to Brandon Utrep. Here's the next pitch. He jams him inside, and it's going to be too far inside. One ball and one strike now to Brandon Utrep. He started the day with a batting average of .333 this afternoon. Hastings winning the first game 12-0 over Mount Marty. Here comes the 1-1 pitch now from Derek Miller. That's going to be in there for a strike. One ball and two strikes now to Brandon Utrep. Utrep so far this year, he has struck out 12 times and has walked 10 times. Count down to him is at one ball and two strikes here in the third inning of play. Next pitch is going to be down low. Again, a good grab here behind the plate by Caden Skinner. The count here at the plate is at two balls and two strikes now. Second game of two here tonight at Duncan Field. Derek Miller comes set, looks to the runner at third, now throws under the plate. The ball is hit to the right side. Gets a base hit in the right field. Retrieved out there by Bo Howard. That's an RBI single by Brandon Utrep. He's having a good day. Brandon Utrep knocks one home here with a single. Coming in to score is going to be Stoneman from third base, and the Broncos now lead by a score of 2-0 here in the ballgame. That's going to bring up Reed Stone next. So an RBI single there by Brandon Utrep, and Hastings tacks on one here in the third. Reed Stone coming up there next. He hit into a double play to end the first inning of play. Here's a pitch to him. He's going to be in there for a strike, nothing and one. Reed Stone in the first ball game, he come through with three base hits. A couple of RBIs for Stone. He grounded out his only other time up there, so he was, what, 3-for-4 in game number one. Here's the next pitch to him. It's going to be in there for a strike on the outside corner. No balls and two strikes. Stone backs out of the batter's box, takes a couple of practice swings. Looks down to the coach down there, Coach Steve Sponberg in the third base box. Now he's ready to go. No balls and two strikes, so the man on at first base, Brandon Utrep. Here comes the next pitch to the plate. It's going to be outside for a ball, and it's now one ball and two strikes. Hastings in Concordia Thursday here on 1230 KHIS as the Bulldogs, the conference leaders, will be in town. 5 o'clock for the first pitch on the air with a pregame show at 4:45 on Thursday afternoon. There's the next pitch. Can be fouled back out of play, back toward us. And the count is sitting at one ball and two strikes now to Reed Stone. Stone started the day with the best batting average on the team, 357. Leads the team in base hits with 40. Leads the team in doubles with 10. Leads the team in RBIs with 26. And in total bases with 52. That was all before the first ball game today. One ball and two strikes. Next pitch is going to be inside for a ball. And that's even up. Two balls, two strikes, two men out here. Inning number three. Hastings now out on top of Mount Marty by a score of 2-0. Hastings winning the opener 12-0 over Mount Marty. Here comes the 2-2 pitch. It's on the way. It's going to be inside for a ball. Now it's full. Three balls and two strikes. Derek Miller working out there for Mount Marty here in game number two with Caden Skinner behind the plate. Now the count here to Reed Stone, the number three guy in the batting order for Hastings, is sitting at three balls and two strikes. There goes the runner at first base. The ball is hit right to the first baseman. He grabs the ball, trots over, touches the bag, and the inning is over as Reed Stone grounds out to the first baseman to end the inning. But Hastings able to play one run on a couple of base hits, no errors, and one runner left on base. We go to inning number four with a score of Hastings 2 and Mount Marty nothing.
5 Points Bank of Hastings has again been awarded a 5-star rating by Bauer Financial Research. We know our customers appreciate having their local community bank at the top of safety and soundness ratings.
We are very proud of the 5-star designation and will work hard to maintain this level of excellence. Knowing our community and knowing our customers, it's what sets a community bank apart from others.
5 Points Bank of Hastings, member FDIC.
Just when you thought you were done with your taxes, you got a letter from the IRS. Maybe you're being audited, or maybe you filed for an extension and still need some tax help. Well, H&R Block is there for you. They don't stop working on April 15th. Their tax professionals are here year-round. So if you have a tax issue you need a hand with, even if H&R Block didn't do your taxes the first time around, visit your local H&R Block at 1011 West 2nd Street in Hastings and let the experienced tax professionals get you every dollar you deserve.
1230 KHAS.
Back at Duncan Field, the score is 2-0. Hastings has the advantage. Coming back out and throw for the Broncos here in this inning will be Tanner Nikloff. He's went on the way so far. Tanner Nikloff will go to work here on the 6, 7, and 8 hitters in the batting order for Mount Marty. Hunter Hollick, the third baseman. Colin Muth, the first baseman. And then Brandon Kemp, the shortstop. Any of those guys get aboard, we'll see Austin White. So Tanner Nikloff, right-handed thrower for Hastings. He's been a couple of guys so far in this ball game today. Mount Marty has got three base hits so far in the ball game, but nothing across the plate yet. Mount Marty went scoreless in game number one. Now they're scoreless through three innings here. Hastings has kept this Lancer team in check for 10 innings today at least. After being swept by this team yesterday, 4-2 and 6-3 up in Yankton. Hunter Hollick is the guy up there right now. He's going to take a pitch for a strike there. Two balls and two strikes. 2-2 the count to Hollick. He's the third baseman. He was hitless in game number one. Here comes the next pitch in on the ground. He's no longer hitless. He sends that one out to a right field, right in between O'Brien and Lindgren on the right side of the diamond. Hunter Hollick gets aboard here with a single to right field. That's going to bring up Colin Muth next. Muth is playing at first base for Mount Marty here in this ball game. Muth did a little bit of pitching in game number one. He's back up there now for the second time here in this ball game. He walked the first time up there. He tries to bunt here and fouls it away. Colin Muth in the first ball game on the hill. He went just two-thirds of an inning pitching for Mount Marty. Gave up five hits and five runs. All five of those earned with two base on balls and one strikeout. Like I said, he's playing at first base here for the Lancers in game number two. There's a throw over to first base. That's not in time as Hollick is back in there. Yeah, Mount Marty's stealing bases pretty good this year. 30 out of 39 so far. Hollick taking his lead right there. He's going to stay put as the pitch comes to the plate outside. Hollick stealing bases is 1-for-1. He's taking the lead again down there at first base. Lucas Lindgren will hold him on defensively for Hastings College. One ball, one strike here to the number 7 hitter in the batting order, Colin Muth. Next pitch is another fastball up high. Two balls and one strike now. Tanner Nikloff out there for Hastings here in this one. Nikloff looking in for the sign here from his catcher, Eric Anderson, as they try to find something that's going to work out there. This guy, Colin Muth, is a left-handed hitter. Next pitch is going to be in there for a strike right at the knees. Now two balls and two strikes to Muth. Colin Muth backs out of the batter's box. Now he re-enters here. Club in hand, waiting on the next pitch. Here it comes, a bouncing ball. High chopper down to Stone at third. His throw over to second base in time over the first. That's not going to be in time. And that was one of those high choppers that Stone had to wait for the thing to come down before he could field the ball. He did it about halfway in between the bag at third and the edge of the outfield grass. He gets that one, and he gets it quickly over to second base to get the force out at second. No chance at a double play there, so Muth is going to get aboard on the fielder's choice here in this fourth inning of play. So he's on first base now. Hunter Hollick has retired in the play from third to second. And that's going to bring up Kemp next. Brandon Kemp, the shortstop. He struck out back there in inning number two. Takes a pitch outside for ball here. One ball and no strikes. Nikoloff, a hard thrower. You can hear the pop of some of those pitches right back into the glove of Eric Anderson behind the plate. There's a swing and a foul tap, and that one got Eric Anderson a little bit. Slow to recover. Eric says, I'm all right. I'm a tough old dude there. Motions to the home plate umpire. I'm all right. Eric Anderson takes his spot behind the plate. Nikoloff climbs back on top of the hill. One ball, one strike here. Brandon Kemp is the number 8 hitter in the batting order. One man out. Runner is at first base. That is Colin Muth. Nikoloff's next pitch is going to be fouled away, back out of play. And the count is sitting at one ball and one strike now to Brandon Kemp. In the first ball game, he was 0-for. No hits, three trips to the plate. In fact, he flew out three times, twice to left field, once to right field. Hastings winning that opener today by a score of 12-0 over Mount Marty. Here comes the 1-2 pitch now from Nikoloff. It's on the way. That one's going to be down low, scooped up out of the dirt again by Eric Anderson of Hastings. Now two balls and two strikes. Kemp is the number 8 hitter in the batting order for Mount Marty. Austin White anxiously waiting in the on-deck circle here for the Lancers. Over here in the first base dugout here in this doubleheader today. Here comes a 2-2 pitch. That ball is going to be hit toward left field. Ty Neal on the run. He's going to grab it out there to record the outs. All the way to second base. Now they're going to throw it over to first. A tag over there, not in time. Brandon Kemp, he flies out to left field. Colin Muth was all the way to second base for Mount Marty. And since the catch was made out there by Ty Neal, he had to put on the brakes and scamper back to the bag at first. The relay throw came in there. If that would have been on the money, they would have had him by a mile. But the relay throw from the shortstop, Brandon Utrep, was toward the home plate side of first base. The first baseman, Lucas Lindgren, then had to scamper over to the bag to try to tag out Colin Muth coming back to the bag, and it was not in time. So anyway, they catch that one out in the left field to record the out. Now there's two men out. Colin Muth was lucky to get back to the bag at first. He is taking his lead down there right now. And now Austin White comes to the plate next. He grounded back to the first baseman on inning number 3. Here's a pitch to him. It's going to be outside for a ball. And it's now two balls and no strikes to Austin White. He did not play in game number 1. He is playing out in left field here in game number 2. Batting average on the season at .319. 15 base hits and 47 trips to the plate for White. There's the ball hit to Utrep at shortstop. He goes to second base to record the out. The inning is over. Brandon Utrep continues to play well at shortstop for Hastings here today. Mount Marty, they score no runs here in the fourth. No runs on one base hit, no errors, and one runner left on base. We go to the bottom of the fourth inning. The score, Hastings 2, Mount Marty nothing.
Hi, I'm Ann.
I'm Dana.
And I'm Connie.
And we're Newview Real Estate.
Newview Real Estate is so much more than just an ordinary real estate company. What's the difference between Newview Real Estate and a traditional realtor? We are full service for less. We can sell your home for $29.95 plus 3%, keeping more money in your pocket. And we can also find you the home of your dreams. Our family team spirit makes it all about you and your needs. Contact us today or online at newviewofhastings.com.
Stop at Thompson Oil Company, 806 East South Street for complete auto care. Or for your convenience store needs, go to the West 2nd Best Stop at 2nd and Laird. Both locations feature Phillips 66 Super Clean Gasoline in three grades, unleaded, E10 with ethanol, and premium unleaded. Thompson Oil Company, Hastings.
The team at Klein Insurance has a winning record of service offering home, auto, business, farm, and crop insurance. If you want to score big with service and great rates, stop by 710 South Burlington or call 463-1256 and let the Klein Insurance team win you over.
1230 KHAS.
All right, back here at Duncan Field. The score is 2-0. Hastings has got the lead over Mount Marty. Broncos will now bat here in the bottom half of the inning, the bottom of the fourth. This one's scheduled for 9 innings here in the second half of the twin bill here today. This is Ty Neal coming into the plate. Neal takes a whack at the first one. No balls and one strike. Neal had a base on. No, he didn't. He had a single back in the second inning. Had a single in the second. Came around to score a run. So he's up there now here in the fourth inning. Starting pitcher Derek Miller is still out there for the Lancers. There's another strike delivered up there by Miller. And the count is no balls and two strikes. Ty Neal in the first ball game, couple of walks. Had a single, scored a run, grounded out once. Neal started the day with a batting average of .281. Next pitch is going to be outside for a ball. One ball and two strikes. Hastings looking to keep pace with the big boys in the Great Plains Athletic Conference, looking for at least a split here with Mount Marty. Lancers taking both ball games yesterday up in Yankton. Hastings won the first ball game here. Broncos missed a game over the 500 mark in the conference race. It's 7 wins and 6 losses. 2 balls and 2 strikes to Ty Neal. Here comes the next pitch. It's on the way. It's going to be inside for a ball. Neal wanted to maybe take a whack at that one and holds up with it. 3 balls and 2 strikes. 3-2 the count to the left fielder for Hastings, Ty Neal. Derek Miller comes set, and here comes the 3-2 pitch. It just misses outside on a breaking pitch. And a base on balls there for Ty Neal as he gets the board. That's going to be the first walk of the ball game given up by the pitcher Derek Miller. Here comes Luke Christensen to the plate next. Christensen, he's the DH. He grounded out in inning number 2. Luke Christensen flew out to right field, laid down a sacrifice, flew out to first base, and then had a double in the fifth inning of the first ball game. They came around to score a run. So Christensen, who started the day with a batting average of .333, did just that in the first ball game, going 1-for-3. Grounded out here to begin this contest in the second inning. Man is on at first base. That's Ty Neal. Good sized lead down there. There's a pitch to the plate. Can be popped up out toward right field. Bo Howard. He settles under and makes the catch. Ty Neal went halfway there, and then he scampers back into the bag at first. Luke Christensen, he flies out to right field. And that's going to bring up Alex Utrep next. Utrep, he grounded out his first time up there in inning number 2. Utrep in the first ball game had 2 base hits and 4 RBIs. Alex started the day with a batting average of .263. Helped that along a little bit in the first ball game. Had a double and a single. Utrep down to the right-hand batter's box. Here comes the next pitch. He lays down a bunt. Fielded there by Miller. On the mound, he goes over to first base. It's in time, so the sacrifice works as they move the base runner along to a second base, but now there's 2 men out. Lucas Lindgren comes into the plate next. He struck out his first time up there in inning number 2. Lindgren, 3 strikeouts in the first ball game, but then had a triple that he sent to right center field to produce a run. That was in the third inning. Hastings scoring 2 in the 1st, 2 in the 3rd, 3 in the 4th, and 5 in the 5th inning to put the Lancers away in game number 1. He pops this one up. It's out toward right field. Howard backs up toward the scoreboard, and he's going to make the catch. So Lindgren flies out to right field, and that's the inning for Hastings here in the 4th. Broncos score no runs. No hits, no errors, 1 runner left on base. We go to the 5th inning with a score. The Broncos 2 and Mount Marty nothing.
Whether you're talking sports or farming, one thing is the same. You need power. Think Husker Power products for propane, natural gas, and diesel irrigation engines customized to your needs. When you require irrigation power, parts, or timely service, think Husker Power products, your provider of GM-powered natural gas and LP high-efficiency irrigation engines and fuel-efficient Isuzu diesel engines. Call 402-463-1531 for Husker Power products of Hastings, your full-service irrigation engine headquarters. Now, also located in Sutton.
Heath's Drive-In Drug and Keith's Medical Park Pharmacy always give you the fast, friendly service you've come to expect over the years. From prescription drugs to over-the-counter medications, trust Keith's Drive-In Drug at 5th and Hastings and Keith's Medical Park Pharmacy in Hastings Medical Park.
Do you have an aching back, a bum shoulder, or a trick knee? Does the thought of vacuuming, climbing up bleachers, or reaching for the top shelf make you cringe? Does pain keep you awake at night or prevent you from enjoying life? If so, you may need to see the orthopedic specialists at Physical Therapy and Sports Rehab of Hastings. The kind, caring, experienced staff of PTSR can help speed up your recovery. Whether you're injured on the job, at home, or at play, PTSR is the place to be. Call PTSR at 402-462-8824 or visit them at PTSR. Hastings.com.
1230 KHAS.
Hastings College Baseball for you here today. 1230 KHAS, game number two. As we head to the fifth inning, Mount Marty up there with numbers one, two, and three in the batting order. Justin Miller, Skyler Carey, and Ethan Lynn to face Tanner Nikoloff, who's working for the Broncos here in this second ball game. Justin Miller is going to take a strike here. No balls and one strike. Hastings winning the opener over the Lancers by a score of 12-0. Next pitch is going to be down low for a ball, and it's now 1-1. Other games in the conference in Sunday action. We see Briarcliff beat Midland today by a score of 7-1. Concordia winners over Doan 3-0. All those Saints playing two games here today, so the second one's well underway across the Great Plains Athletic Conference. Hastings in Mount Marty playing here in the fifth, and this is a scheduled nine-inning affair here today. Next pitch is going to be fouled back to the screen, and the count is at one ball and two strikes. Umpires kind of put out notice in the right at the conclusion of the first ball game that they were concerned about the weather here in game number two. Thought maybe some thunderstorm activity would develop before we got to the end of this one here today. There's a chance of rain for us in the Hastings area today, but so far nothing popping up on radar that we have here in the press box. There's a high fly ball out toward left field. It's going to fall out in foul territory, though. Ty Neal giving chase to left fielder. Reed Stone also giving chase to third baseman, but nobody can come up with it. Long foul ball. The count is at three balls and two strikes now to Justin Miller. Yeah, there's a chance of some showers and thunderstorms to develop later on. They say basically around 8 o'clock or so. The umpires were giving notice. We had a chance of rain for later on tonight. So we'll see what happens, see what transpires. The game moving along fairly well so far. There's a bouncing ball right to first base. Lindgren goes over and touches the bag. So a hard shot by Lindgren. He grabs it, though, over there at first base. Goes over and touches the bag for the first out, and now Carey comes up there next. This is Skyler Carey. He's a second baseman. Boy, he seems hitting the ball well today. Playing good defense. Got good starting pitching in the first ball game with the Cuda. And now Nikoloff is trying to repeat that performance here in game number two. There's one man out now here in the fifth inning. Hastings still out on top by a score of 2-0, and Carey steps to the plate. He takes a whack there and a swing and a miss, a high fastball they could not connect with. Carey reached on a fielder's choice back there in the third inning, struck out in the first. Carey in the first ball game was 2-for-4, had a couple of singles. Next pitch is going to be outside for a ball, one ball and one strike. Hastings in Concordia coming up on Thursday here on 1230 KHIS from Duncan. 5 o'clock will be the starting time. The first pitch on the air with a pregame show at 4:45 on Thursday afternoon. Next pitch is going to be down low for a ball. It's two balls and one strike. Nikoloff comes set. Here comes the next pitch. It's going to be on the way. It's outside for ball 3-1. Nikoloff does all of his pitching from the stretch, although nobody on the base pads right now for the Lancers. 3-1 the count. Here comes the next pitch. A fastball. It's going to be down low for a ball, and he walks him. Baseline balls given up there by Nikoloff. Heading down to the bag at first is going to be Skyler Carey. Ethan Lynn comes to the plate next. Let's see. Nikoloff hit a man in the first inning, walked a man in the second, hit a man in the third, This is his second walk of the ball game here in this fifth inning. Ethan Lynn to the plate next. Big guy steps in there from the right hand or left hand side. Takes a pitch outside for a ball here. 1-0 the count. Lynn was hit by a pitch in the first inning. Had a single in the third. Lynn was 0-2 in game number one. There's a big whack there and a swing and a miss. 1-1 the count. Ethan Lynn, 6 out of 7 against Hastings yesterday in a doubleheader up in Yankton. Lynn started the day with a batting average of 300. There goes the runner at first base, and now they're going to have him. No, he got back into the bag at first. I thought he was dead in the water. Now Steve Sponberg, he comes rushing out of the third base dugout. The runner, Skyler Carey, was leading towards second base. He was on his way. Nikoloff throws it over to the bag at first. The tag was made by Lucas Lindgren. Looked like it was going to be well in time to catch Carey getting back to the bag at first, but the base umpire says no, he snuck under there. Now Steve Sponberg right in the face of the base umpire out there midway between the pitcher's mound and second base. Normally you don't win these calls, but Steve was just going to make sure the base umpire knows that he's watching the same game. Anyway, the discussion is going to continue out there. He's not going to win this one as Skyler Carey is back in the bag at first base. And now he's having a little chat with Lucas Lindgren over there while Coach Sponberg goes after the base umpire here. The coach can make his way back off of the diamond, back to the third base dugout. All right, so we're going to have one man out. Skyler Carey is still going to be at first base. He's going to get the second of his 9 liners, I think, over there. And here comes the next pitch to Ethan Lynn. It's going to be up high. For now, I'm going to say he went around with a little check swing there. And he says, yeah, that's going to be a strike. So now it's 1-2. 1-2 the count here to Ethan Lynn. Caden Skinner would be next. And then Bo Howard, if Mount Marty can get something going here in the fifth inning of play. Here comes the 1-2 pitch from Nikoloff. It's swung on and fouled away, third base side. Count remains at 1-2. The Nebraska baseball team, they were winners today as they knocked off Maryland by the score of 8-3. So the Huskers take 2 out of 3 games from the Terrapins over the weekend in action at Hawks Field in Lincoln. Here comes the 1-2 pitch. It's going to be down low for a ball scooped up out of there by Eric Anderson. We're even up at 2-2. The Nebraska softball team, they played at Rutgers today. They won by the score of 7-2, so the Huskers win all 3 games of that weekend series. With the Scarlet Knights, they'll play at Iowa on Wednesday. Nebraska softball now 16-20, 6-3 in the conference. There goes the runner at first base, a throw down there. They've got him down there this time for the out. Attempting to steal. Skyler Carey is thrown out by Eric Anderson. That baby was right on the money, and they pick him off down there at second base. In addition, Ethan Lynn goes down on a strikeout, so it turns out to be a double play there, and Mount Marty is out of this fifth inning as they score no runs on no hits, no errors, and nobody left on base. We go to the bottom of the fifth with a score. Hastings 2, Mount Marty nothing.
The train tracks are gone, and over time, things change. But Vons Printers continues to be your full-service printing specialist. From start to finish, Vons Printers will customize your own logo, print business cards, envelopes, letterheads, brochures, and notepads to create a calling card for your business. Expect quality, personalized service, and competitive pricing from your full-service printing experts. For over 85 years, locally owned and operated, Vons Printers, 2nd and East Side Boulevard in Hastings.
Play ball!
Great fielding and solid hitting start with the right stuff from TM Sporting Goods. Choose from brands like Louisville Slugger, Rip It, Mizuno, and Wilson. All the summer sports are made better with the right apparel and equipment from TM Sporting Goods. Save! Then roll in the expertise provided by Steve Varinall and Tino Martinez. TM Sporting Goods on the Bricks, downtown Kearney, a division of Protein Design. Every sport done right.
1230 KHAS.
Hastings College baseball. The Broncos out on top of Mount Marty here this afternoon. The score is 2-0. Head to the bottom of the fifth inning. This one's scheduled for 9 here today. Derek Miller staying out there for the Lancers. He'll throw this inning. Coming up there for Hastings is going to be Eric Anderson, the catcher. Donato Santos, the center fielder. Ty O'Brien, the second baseman. Numbers 8, 9, and 1 in the batting order. Anderson's going to take a pitch down low for a ball here. One ball and no strikes. So Anderson ends the top half of this with a runner attempting to steal second base. Now he pops this one up, and it's going to be caught there by Carey at second. That's the guy they got attempting to steal down there at the end of the inning. And now Anderson just pops back to him to begin the Hastings half of the fifth. So Eric, he flies out to the second baseman. Donato Santos coming up there next. Santos, the center fielder, laid down a sacrifice back there in inning number 3. Take a strike here. Nothing and one. Kansas City Royals are playing today. The Royals are playing the Houston Astros. 4-4 is the score there in the bottom of the 12th inning. There's a pitch that's going to be fouled away, third base side. Santos now falling behind the count of no balls and two strikes. Kansas City Royals today over on the breeze, KOIQ 94.5. 4-4, Kansas City and Houston tied up in the bottom of the 12th inning. There's the next pitch again, fouled away, third base side. A lot of Major League Baseball going on this afternoon, obviously, with the season now in full swing. Here comes the 0-2 pitch. It's going to be popped up. Goes after a high pitch and pops it up. Shortstop calls for it. Back on the edge of the outfield grass. Kemp grabs it, and that's the second out. Donato Santos flies out to shortstop for the second out of the fifth inning. Ty O'Brien coming to the plate next. O'Brien had a single back in the first inning of play, struck out in the third. But he's 1-for-2 in this ball game. O'Brien had a couple of base hits in the opener. Here's a pitch to him, a slow curveball. It's going to miss. And the count is sitting at one ball and no strikes now to Ty O'Brien. Batting here in the fifth inning of play. Derek Miller comes set. Next pitch is on the way. It's going to be in there for a strike on the outside corner. 1-1. Hastings College softball team, they were in action yesterday. They played up in Yankton against Mount Marty. They split their two games. Hastings won the first one 6-3. Lost the second one in five innings, 10-2. Next pitch is going to be outside for a ball. 2-1 the count. Hastings College softball team now sitting at 20-18 in the season. 7-5 in the conference. They will host Midland tomorrow beginning at 5 o'clock. Next pitch is going to be popped up out toward right field. Howard comes on. And the second baseman, Carey, goes back to grab it. Right in front of the right fielder, Bo Howard. So Hastings goes down in order here in inning number 5. No runs, no hits, no errors, nobody left on base. We go to the sixth inning with a score, Hastings 2, Mount Marty nothing.
Five Points Bank is strongly committed to investing in our community. This is what locally owned, locally managed banks do and do well.
We are proud to be a leading supporter of the United Way's annual campaign. Also, we make meaningful contributions to numerous community, educational, and civic organizations in our quest to make the quality of life in our area as strong as possible.
Giving back. It's part of our mission statement and helps make Hastings a great community. Five Points Bank. Locally owned, locally managed. The better bank.
Insurance Plus Financial Services wants you to compare your homeowners and auto insurance. Insurance Plus is an Allied insurance agent. Allied, a nationwide company, on your side. Let them compare and make sure you're not paying too much and also that your coverage is adequate. It's a simple process that could save you some money. With Allied Insurance Plus, you'll know that should something happen, you're covered. Allied, a nationwide company, on your side, and Insurance Plus providing sound, trusted coverage. Insurance Plus Financial Services in Fairfield and 715 South Burlington and Hastings. Call 461-4465.
1230 KHAS.
Hastings College baseball for you today here on 1230 KHAS. Also online, www.hastingslink.com. Hastings winning the first ball game by a score of 12-0 over the Lancers. They have got a 2-0 lead over Mount Marty here in game number 2. As we head to inning number 6, this is going to be Caden Skinner, Bo Howard, Hunter Hollick coming to the plate here to face our starting pitcher out there, who's still out there, Tanner Nikoloff. Tanner's done a good job for Hastings so far here in this ball game. He goes to work here. There's a high fly ball out toward right field. That's going to get out of here. No balls and two strikes to Skinner. He hit into a double play to end the first inning. He was hit by a pitch in inning number three, so he's 0 for 1 here in this ball game. Skinner batting in the number four position. Here's the next pitch, a fastball that misses. And the count is at 1-2. Skinner in the first ball game was 0 for 3. So Skinner is up there. He sends this one foul down toward the third baseman, Reed Stone. And the count is at 1-2. We'll check in on the numbers for our starting pitcher out there, and Nikoloff. He's now up to 92 total pitches already. Here's the next pitch. It's hit right to a U-trap at shortstop. Grabs it. Goes to first. In time. Hastings, again, playing very good defensively here in the ball game today. Not an error in either ball. In fact, neither team has had an error. A well-played game defensively as Skinner is thrown out on the play from short to first. Bo Howard comes up there next. And Nikoloff is now up to 92 pitches in the ball game. And just as we say that, we'll look down at the bullpen, and now some folks are going to start up loosening up there. Nine-inning affair, and you don't see very many college pitchers at this level can go the entire nine. Howard takes a strike here, nothing in one. Next one is going to be in there for another strike, although Nikoloff is throwing well here in this one. He's given up four hits, no runs. He's had one walk, three strikeouts. Now up to 94 pitches here in this one. Here is in the sixth inning. Next one is going to be inside for a ball. 1-2. One man out for Mount Marty here in this sixth inning of play. So after sweeping Hastings yesterday, they haven't got on the board yet today. Here at Duncan, next pitch is going to be down low for a ball. 2-2. Mount Marty winning twice yesterday over Hastings, 4-2 and 6-3. Hastings winning the opener 12-0 here this afternoon. Here comes the 2-2 pitch on the way, fouled away. Third base side again, on top of the Bronco dugout down here. That remains at 2-2. Hastings High baseball team, they were in action over the weekend as well. Tigers beating Norfolk on Saturday, 10-3 here at Duncan. Next pitch is a fastball outside, and the count now full at 3-2. Hastings High baseball team, they'll be off all week, and they'll play in the Ralston Invite coming up next weekend. Here comes a 3-2 pitch. That ball's hit right to Reed Stone at third base. He leaps up and grabs the ball. Bo Howard, he lines out to the third baseman, Reed Stone. Tell you what, we play like this the rest of the year. Hastings might have a say in the old race for the GPAC championship. We're playing well today. Here comes Hunter Hollick up there next. Hollick had a single his last time up there in the fourth inning. He grounded out in the second. Hollick was 0 for 3 in game number one. So Hunter Hollick comes up there now for a Mount Marty with two men out here in the sixth inning. Hunter waiting on the pitch. Here it comes. It's going to be outside for a ball. It's now 2-0. Colin Muth would be next. Mount Marty in their navy blue tops here and their gray baseball pants in this doubleheader today. Had that gold striping across the front of that on the chest. Gold numerals. These things all in their whites today. White baseball pants, their white tops trimmed and lettered in the crimson. 3-0 is the count now to Hunter Hollick. Next one is going to be outside for a ball, and he walks him on four straight pitches. So a walk given up there. Hunter Hollick heads down to the bag at first base. Walk number three in the ball game now for Tanner Nikoloff. Here's a Colin Muth coming to the plate next. A right-hander warming up for Hastings down in the bullpen. Xander Schmidt was maybe going to get the relievers roll here today. We'll see what head coach Steve Sponberg has got brewing down there. Next pitch to the plate is going to be up high for a ball. 1-0 the countdown to Colin Muth. Man is on at first base. Hastings has got a 2-0 lead here over Mount Barney. Here comes the next one. It's going to be a fastball that misses. And now Eric Anderson's going to go out and have a couple of words here. Hollick has walked in four straight pitches, and now Nikoloff throws two straight pitches outside the strike zone to Colin Muth. Two balls and no strikes. Home plate umpire goes out there to break up the conference. Not giving them a whole lot of time to mess around here today. They're concerned about some rain to begin later on. We checked radar again to be between the innings there, and still nothing showing up. I don't know what the umpires know that we don't. Two balls and no strikes here. Nikoloff comes set. Here comes the next one. It's going to be a strike delivered up. Two balls and one strike. Colin Muth. He had a brief appearance, two-thirds innings in the first ball game. Gave up five runs. Didn't last too long. Playing at first base here for the Lancers in game number two. Hammers this one a mile high out toward left field. Ty Neal looking up. He's got it, and he grabs the ball, and the inning is over. Colin Muth flies out to deep left field to end the inning. So the Lancers score no runs on no hits, no errors, and one runner left on base. We go to the bottom of the sixth. With a score, Hastings 2, Mount Barney nothing.
I was born and raised here in Hastings, Nebraska. My mom was in and out of hospitals since the age I was 2, and I lost her when I was 6. Every time I walked past that room, the memories I had with her and being with her has helped me be a more empathetic caregiver. It's an honor to be in the presence of people that took care of my mom. They made me feel always at home, and again, like I was an extension of them. I am the person I am today because of them. You cannot teach compassion, you cannot teach empathy. That's something that's just a part of you. If I can just make a difference in one person's life, then I've done my job. This is just the way that we care for our patients here and their families. I'm Megan Marble, Nursing Quality and Improvement Advisor at Mary Lanning Healthcare.
Mary Lanning Healthcare. Your care, our inspiration.
1230 KHAS.
Kansas City Royals and the Houston Astros still tied up at four runs apiece. They're in the bottom of the 12th inning. There's two men out, and the Astros have the bases loaded. That game is over on the breeze. KOIQ 94.5, 4-4. Bottom of the 12th inning, bases loaded for Houston. As they're batting there. Exciting ball game going on in the breeze today with the Kansas City Royals. Kansas City out to a 2-3 start so far this season, so looking to get to the 500 mark. Hastings has got the lead here, 2-0 over Mount Marty. Derek Miller comes back out and throws for the Lancers here in this one. At the plate for Hastings is going to be Brandon Utrep. Utrep had an RBI single back there in the third inning, reached on a fielder's choice. In the first, Utrep, couple of base hits, three RBIs in the opener today. Next pitch is going to be outside for a ball. That is now two balls and one strike. Second ball game scheduled for 9 here today. Broncos have the lead by a score of 2-0 over the Lancers. Derek Miller again fires one to the plate. There's the ball hit down the line in third base. That's going to be in fair territory. Rolls out to Austin White out there in left field around the bag at first on his way to second base. It's going to be Utrep. He gets a double. Brandon Utrep leads off the sixth inning with a double down the line. And Utrep, he's still being hampered by a sore ankle, and he got around to the second base. He didn't have the speed like he had a couple of weeks ago. He's going to be run for now, but Utrep does the job. Grant Norder is going to come on to run for him now at the second base as Utrep hobbles his way back to the dugout here on the third base side. Utrep, he gets the double to begin the sixth inning. So now Norder is going to run at second base. And coming up to the plate next for Hastings is going to be Reed Stone. Grant Norder, a sophomore out of Bruning Davenport. Now running down there at second base for Hastings. Reed Stone to the plate next. He's 0 for 2 in this ball game. Hit into a double play and hit one back to the first baseman. Squares around the bunt, pulls her back, and they'll take a pitch outside for a ball here. 1-0 the count. 1-0 the count to Reed Stone in the first ball game today. Stone, very productive. 3 base hits, 2 RBIs. Had a double, had a single. Had a couple of singles. 1-0 the count here. Squares around the bunt again. Pitch is going to be outside for a ball. 2-0. Hastings scoring a run in the second and a run in the third. They've got the lead by the score of 2-0. Derek Miller working from the stretch with a runner on at second base. That's Norder. Here comes the pitch to the plate. Hit toward first. Fielded there by Mute, and he goes over and touches the bag to record the out. Second time today that Reed Stone has hit one back to the first baseman. One man out now here in the sixth, and that's going to bring up Ty Neal next. He's the left fielder. Ty Neal, he had a single in the second, came around to score a run, and he had a base on balls in the fourth. By the way, the Houston Astros have just picked up the win over Kansas City. They win it in the bottom of the 12th inning as they beat Kansas City by a score of 5-4. 5-4, the Houston Astros over Kansas City today. 12 innings down in Houston. Pitch to the plate is going to be down low for a ball. One ball and no strikes now to the left fielder for Hastings, Ty Neal. Batting here from the left-hand side, Derek Miller. Comes set. Next pitch is on the way. It's going to be outside the strike zone. It's now 2 balls and no strikes. Luke Christensen would be next. And then Alex Utrep, the right fielder. Sure, he seems to like to get some insurance runs here. The 2-0 lead is nice, but it's not secure. 9-inning ball game. We're in the bottom of the sixth right now. Next pitch is going to be outside the strike zone. And it's now 3 balls and no strikes. Nobody up and throwing for Hastings down in the bullpen, so I assume that Tanner Nikoloff is going to come out and try to throw the seventh inning when the Broncos get back into the field. Next pitch is going to be in there for a strike. It's now 3-1 as Neal was taking all the way on that one. Tie star of the day with a batting average of .281. Had a base hit. 4 trips to the plate in game number 1 here today. Hammers that one out towards center field. Coming on, and making the catch out there is Justin Miller. Tagging up at third base. Here comes the throw in. There's the tag in. He is in there safely at home. So Ty Neal, he flies out to a center field. Good throw by the center fielder, Justin Miller. Right on the money to the plate. Brandon Utrep tags up from third base. Head first slide into the plate here. Tag was made but not in time, and Hastings has the lead by a score of 3-0. So Ty Neal does his job. Got that one just deep enough. Justin Miller grabs it there, the center fielder for the Lancers. Nice throw by Miller right on the money, but they couldn't catch Utrep coming in to score. Norder, that was Norder actually running for Utrep. So Norder comes in to score. He was the courtesy runner. Luke Christensen up there next. And he hammers that ball out toward right field. Backing up, Bo Howard. He settles under it and makes the catch. And the inning is over as Luke Christensen flies out to right field. But Hastings scores a run. They use that leadoff double by Brandon Utrep to produce a run here. Hastings scores one run. One base hit. No errors. Nobody left on base. We go to the seventh inning. With a score, Hastings 3, Mount Marty nothing.
Just when you thought you were done with your taxes, you got a letter from the IRS. Maybe you're being audited, or maybe you filed for an extension and still need some tax help. Well, H&R Block is there for you. They don't stop working on April 15th. Their tax professionals are here year-round. So if you have a tax issue you need a hand with, even if H&R Block didn't do your taxes the first time around, visit your local H&R Block at 1011 West 2nd Street in Hastings and let the experienced tax professionals get you every dollar you deserve.
Jackson's Car Corner has built a reputation for high-quality hand-picked vehicles. Good, clean, low-mileage cars, vans, and pickups. Stop by today and see them at Jackson's Car Corner, 3rd and Colorado in downtown Hastings, where our customers send their friends.
When it hurts, come to Burt's. Burt's Drug Stores in Hastings has the best prescription and over-the-counter service and free delivery 6 days a week. You get old-fashioned know-you-by-your-first-name personal service at Burt's Drug Store downtown Hastings and Burt's Pharmacy, 14th and Bellevue.
1230 KHAS.
Hastings College with a lead over Mount Marty. Great Plains Athletic Conference baseball action here today from Duncan Field. We're sitting at 3-0 as we head to inning number 7 here today. Coming to the plate here for the Lancers, we're going to have 8, 9, and 1. Brandon Kemp, Austin White, and then back to the top of the order in Justin Miller. Nikoloff staying out there for Hastings. He will begin the 7th inning of play. Eric Anderson behind the plate. Nikoloff's first pitch is going to be hit on the ground again to Utrep. A couple of hops at shortstop. He goes to first base. They record another out. Brandon Kemp is retired in the play. From short to first. Now Austin White comes up there next. He is 0 for 2 so far today. White did not play in game number 1. Now we're going to have a... Let's see, is this a... A pinch hitter coming up there? Yeah, we're going to have a... No, that's Austin White. All right. Austin White is in there. Left-hand batter's box. He's going to take a pitch there for a strike. Nothing in one. Austin White, 0 for 2 here in this ball game. Did not play in game number 1. Austin White with a batting average of 319 to start today. Next pitch is going to be in there for another strike. Nothing but smoke there by Nikoloff. No balls and two strikes. Tyler Nikoloff will walk around here. Now he's waiting for the sign from his catcher. Here comes the next one. Another fastball pop from the old mitt there from Eric Anderson. That one misses, though. One ball and two strikes. Nikoloff now at 109 pitches. And now a couple of relievers warming up down there in the bullpen for Hastings. Next pitch is going to be fouled away. One ball and two strikes. The count here to Austin White, the left fielder for Mount Marty. Nikoloff giving up 4 base hits, couple of walks, 3 strikeouts. Pitch outside here, 2 balls and 2 strikes. Nikoloff working from the stretch with nobody on the base pads here. One man out here in the 7th. Here comes the next pitch. It's going to be inside for ball. Now it's 3-2. Reed Stone down there at third base for Hastings. Utrep is at shortstop. Ty O'Brien at second base. And Lucas Lindgren over there at first base. Nikoloff on the hill. Eric Anderson behind the plate. Here comes a 3-2 pitch. That's going to be poked foul. Third base side out of play. That remains at 3-2. Hastings out on the outfield. You've got Ty Neal, Donato Santos, and also Alex Utrep. Santos pulled around. Handful of steps out there in the center field as he looks on here for the Bronco defense. 3 balls and 2 strikes. Here comes the next pitch up high for a ball, and he walks him. Austin White heads down to first base. Baseline ball is given up there. That's going to be the 3rd walk of the ball game now for Nikoloff. And that's going to bring up the top of the order now on Justin Miller. Miller comes up there and will take a pitch outside for a ball. 1 ball and no strikes. Tanner Nikoloff looks over his left shoulder at the base runner down there. Austin White at first base. Lindgren will hold him on. There's the ball. It's going to be popped up out toward left field. Ty Neal again settles under it, makes the catch, gets the ball quickly back to the infield. Going back to the bag at first is Austin White. 2 men out now here in the 7th. Justin Miller flies out to left field. Mount Marty in the first ball game had 7 base hits. They were out hit 13-7 by Hastings in the first game. The Broncos have out hit them here in game number 2, 5-4. Broncos are out on top by a score of 3-0. There's a pitch to the plate. It's going to be outside and down low for a ball. 1-0 the count. This is Skyler Carey up to the plate. He's a second baseman. Nikoloff again looking for the sign. He's got it. There's another fastball. He throws a ton of fastballs. Skyler Carey is now even up on the count of one ball and one strike. Sun continues to shine here at Duncan Field as the folks enjoy the day. There's a ball hit to center field. That's going to be a base hit. So Skyler Carey gets a base hit. That's his first hit of the second ball game. Now runners are on at first and second base here for Mount Marty in this 3-0 ball game. No movement yet from head coach Steve Sponberg. And as I say that, here he comes. He pops out of the dugout. He's going to make his way out to the pitcher's mound. I expect maybe this could be all she wrote here for Tanner Nikoloff. He is sitting at 122 pitches. 122 pitches in this ball game, and now he's got base runners on at first and second base as the coach is going to talk here, and I assume that we're going to see a pitching change, and he takes a little extra time to let his relievers warm up. Down there in the bullpen, coach continues the conversation, hasn't asked for the baseball yet. So runners on at first and second base. There's two men out here in the seventh inning, and for now the coach is going to leave them out there. Looks down toward the bullpen, but strolls back to the third base dugout. Coach was hit on the knee a couple of weeks ago in batting practice with them. He was hobbled there for a couple of weeks. He's moving around pretty good today as he gets back to the third base dugout here for Hastings. So Nikoloff will live to see at least one more guy, and that's Ethan Lynn. Ethan Lynn comes up there. He struck out the last time up there at a single. He's been hit by a pitch so far here in this ball game. 0 for 3 in game number 1. And now timeout is called here. Lynn hit a double play and flew out once in game number 1. As he was just 0 for 2 that first ball game. Takes a strike here. Had a base on balls his other plate appearance. That's the guy who did some damage up in Yankton yesterday. Ethan Lynn was 6 out of 7 from the plate yesterday with 3 RBIs and a couple of doubles. Hastings has kept him under control so far today. There's a pitch that can be down low for a ball, and now the count is sitting at 1-1. The way Hastings has played in this one, especially the second ball game, you would think that we'd be comfortably ahead, but now this is the tying run coming into the plate here in the seventh inning. It is 3-0 ball game. Here's the next pitch. It's going to be down low for a ball. There's now 2-1. Coach is down here in the top rung of the stairs, down here in the third base dugout. 2-1 the count. Here's the next pitch. It's going to be outside for a ball. Now 3-1. 3-1 the count here to the number 3 hitter in the batting order. We're going to face Caden Skinner coming up there next. Two men out. Next pitch is going to be outside for a ball. And now the bases are loaded. Baseline ball is given up there. Now the bases are loaded as White moves over to third base on the play. Skyler Carey is on at second base. Ethan Lynn is on at first. And that's going to be all she wrote. Here comes the coach out of the dugout. And we're going to have a pitching change coming up here for Hastings College. We'll take your break. There's a 2 minute out here in the seventh inning. Hastings with a lead. It's the Broncos 3, Mount Marty nothing. You're listening to Bronco Baseball.
All of us at Five Points Bank strongly believe in supporting our area's youth.
Five Points Bank contributes annually to the booster clubs of our area high school schools and Hastings College.
We believe student participation in extracurricular activities results in better student engagement and academic performance.
Extracurricular activities are the other half of education, and Five Points Bank supports and promotes these activities.
Get out there and support our youth by attending a ball game, a concert, an art show. Let's show our young people we care.
Get more than you expect at Furniture. Furniture Direct.
It's spring, and you can help your room bloom with the store-wide savings going on now at Furniture Direct. See the new line of Beautyrest silver mattresses now available and all on sale. Get a big man's recliner for only $349 or a power lift recliner for only $599. We even have 24 months free financing for a limited time. Now that really is more than you expect. Help your room bloom and save at Furniture Direct behind Sonic and Hastings, and find even more savings online at FurnitureDirectHastings.com.
When you need body work, call Sealy Body Shop in Hastings. Sealy's uses environmentally friendly products from PPG. Sealy's offers complete collision repair and restoration. Sealy's Body Shop, the name you trust, at 201 South Hastings Avenue in Hastings.
Parents, your job is hard. Helping your student find a college won't be your last parental duty. At Hastings College, we promise to say everything you would, because we mentor students as if they're our own. Find us at hastings.edu.
1230 KHAS.
All right, Hastings product. Xander Schmidt going to come out of the bullpen. Xander has a team high, or a team low ERA, I guess we should call it. Team low ERA of 1.57. His record is sitting at 4 wins and no losses on the season. He's got 2 saves to his credit, thrown 23 innings, giving him 16 hits, 4 runs, all 4 earned, 7 base on balls, 15 strikeouts. Team's batting just 198 against him. He comes on here in the 7th inning with the bases loaded. A bases loaded, and you're in a 3-0 ball game. Your team has got to lead. This is what relievers live for right here. Caden Skinner comes into play, the number 4 guy in the batting order. He takes a whack at that one and pops it up. It's out toward left field. Ty Neal settles under it. He's waiting for it to come down. It's in his glove, and the inning is over. One pitch, and he gets out of the inning. That's the winner. Get her done. Caden Skinner, he flies out to left field to Ty Neal to end the inning. So Mount Marty, they score no runs. No runs on one base hit. No errors and 3 runners left on base. We go to the bottom of the 7th inning with a score. Hastings 3, Mount Marty nothing.
When a customer comes into Bob's Sass Flowers and sees an item that strikes their fancy, there's sort of a subtle widening of the eyes and a raising of an eyebrow that lets us know our gift selection is still unique enough to get that reaction. This is Amy from Bob Sass Flowers, and we continue to be the land of oohs and ahs with our ever-changing, ever-updating gift selections. Come see us. Real people, real love. Flowers and gifts from Bob Sass Flowers of Hastings.
Stop at Thompson Oil Company, 806 East South Street for complete auto care. Or for your convenience store needs, go to the West 2nd Best Stop at 2nd and Laird. Both locations feature Phillips 66 Super Clean Gasoline in 3 grades, unleaded, E10 with ethanol, and premium unleaded. Thompson Oil Company, Hastings.
Keith's Drive-In Drug and Keith's Medical Park Pharmacy always give you the fast, friendly service you've come to expect over the years. From prescription drugs to over-the-counter medications, trust Keith's Drive-In Drug at 5th and Hastings and Keith's Medical Park Pharmacy in Hastings Medical Park.
1230 KHAS.
Other sports going on today. And the Kansas City Royals, they lose in 12 innings. Houston scoring a run in the bottom of the 12th inning to beat Kansas City by a score of 5-4. So the Royals are now sitting at 2-4 in the season. Jimmy Johnson wins on the NASCAR circuit today. Johnson takes the checkered flag down at Texas. Masters going on at Augusta. We see they are through 14 holes for the leaders. Justin Rose has got the lead right now. He is at 8-under par. Sergio Garcia hanging close in that final group. He is at -7. Matt Kuchar is in the clubhouse at -5. There's the ball hit the right center field. That's a hard hit ball there around the bag. Alex Utrep, he's going to go for 3. Alex Utrep is digging for 3rd. He's got a triple to lead off this 7th inning. Alex Utrep, the very first pitch that he sees, he sends that one in the gap out in right center field. That baby rolls to the wall at 405 feet away. Big base hit there by Alex Utrep. That's his first hit of the 2nd ball game. I'll tell you what, Alex getting some playing time here today. He had 2 hits and 4 RBIs in the 1st ball game today. So the Broncos now with a 3-0 lead, batting here in the bottom of the 7th inning. He's got something cooking here with Alex Utrep down there at 3rd base. Lucas Lindgren comes to the plate next. He's 0 for 2 so far in this ball game. He struck out once and is flown out to right field. Alex Utrep gets a leadoff triple here in the seventh inning of play. Next ball is going to be outside. The ball gets away momentarily from the catcher there. That's a Keaton Skinner as it comes rolling over toward the dugout here in the first base side. Runner stays put at third base. That's Utrep as he'll take his lead down there. Derek Miller still out there for the Lancers of Mount Marty. He's went all the way here for Mount Marty here in this one. Next pitch is in on the ground. They pulled the infield in. That is into left field for a base hit. Lucas Lindgren drives home a run with a single. Left side of the diamond running in between the third baseman Hollick and the shortstop Kemp. They were playing with the infield in. And Lucas Lindgren hits one right on by Hollick in the left field to drive home a run. Hastings, that's a big insurance run. Hastings now out on top, now by a score of 4-0 here in this ball game, scoring a run in the second, a run in the third, a run in the sixth, and now a run so far here in the seventh. Lindgren takes his lead down here at first base, and now Eric Anderson, the catcher, coming up there next. He lays down a bunt. Could be trouble, and everybody's going to be safe. Eric Anderson lays down a bunt right side, right in between the pitcher Derek Miller and the first baseman Colin Muth. Miller trying to field the ball but couldn't catch up with it. And it just goes rolling dead out there in the grassy portion of the infield. Anderson gets the board. Now he's going to be run for over there at first base. This is going to be Daniel Stoman coming out to run for him now. At first base, everybody is safe. Lindgren ends up at second. One run is in. Nobody out for Hastings here in the seventh inning. And now Santos coming to the plate next. Santos laid down his sacrifice in the third inning of play, and he flew out to shortstop in inning number five. He got to into the ball game in the first one today and had a pinch hit roll. He was grounded out in the only plate appearance in the first ball game. Now Hastings starting to tack on some more runs here. Runners are on at first and second base. We're in the bottom half of the seventh. This one's scheduled for 9 here today. Santos tries to lay down a bunt and fouls her away. No balls and one strike to Santos. Santos started the day with a batting average of .353. Getting some playing time out in center field for Hastings in this ball game today. No balls and one strike. Santos waiting in the left-hand batter's box. And now the pitcher Miller wheels towards second base. Nothing is on there. Back in there is going to be Lucas Lindgren. He's on at second base. Stoneman is over here at first base. Again, Mount Barney's got the infield kind of pulled in, especially at the corners at first and third base. Trailing down by four runs. Here's Santos. He scores around the bunt, pulls her back, and takes the pitch up high. Both the third baseman, Hollick, and the first baseman, Muth, come charging in there just as Santos squared around. One ball, one strike now to Santos. He's the number 9 hitter in the batting order for Hastings. Broncos looking to sweep the doubleheader here today and split their 4-game series of the Lancers here over the weekend. One ball and one strike. Here comes the next pitch. Outside again. Two balls and one strike. Now we look down at the bullpen for Mount Marty. Nobody up and throwing right now for the Lancers. Derek Miller has went all the way here in this one. Miller comes set as he looks in for the sign from his catcher, Caden Skinner. Looks at the runner there at second base, delivers one. There's a bunt laid down again, fielded by Miller. He flips the ball to third base. That's not going to be in time. Miller comes over to the grassy portion of the infield between the pitcher's mound and third base. He grabs the ball and then just kind of flips it over to the third baseman, Hunter Hollick. And that was not in time. And now Hastings has got the bases loaded. And we're going to get a conference coming on now for the Lancers. And we're going to have a pitching change coming up. Pitching change is going to come up here. Here in the seventh inning, so Mount Barney's going to change pitchers. We'll come back. The score, Hastings has got the lead. It's the Broncos 4 and Mount Barney nothing. You're listening to Bronco Baseball.
Five Points Bank is strongly committed to investing in our community. This is what locally owned, locally managed banks do, and do well.
We are proud to be a leading supporter of the United Way's annual campaign. Also, we make meaningful contributions to numerous community, educational, and civic organizations in our quest to make the quality of life in our area as strong as possible.
Giving back. It's part of our mission statement and helps make Hastings a great community. Five Points Bank. Locally owned, locally managed. The better bank.
Spring is here, and now's the time to update your look with a new suit or sport coat from Gary Michaels Clothiers with the annual wardrobe event. Receive a free dress shirt, tie, and socks, $100 value. Choose any in-stock suit or sport coat and pants in fits from slim, modern, or traditional, and receive a shirt, tie, and socks free. Shop our ladies department for dresses and fashions perfect for graduation or weddings. Now 20% off. Shop Gary Michaels Clothiers in Hastings and Kearney for your new look. New merchandise arriving daily.
Physical Therapy and Sports Rehab of Hastings, 207 South Burlington, is the place for all your rehabilitation needs. PTSR offers orthopedic, neurologic, and sports injury rehabilitation. A certified hand specialist is available for the more delicate upper extremity injuries. Aquatic therapy and balance training is also available. A certified athletic trainer is on staff as well. PTSR has a strong industrial services division providing physical and functional capacity testing as well as drug and alcohol screening. Visit them at PTSRHastings.com.
1230 KHAS.
Just when you thought you were done with your taxes, you got a letter from the IRS. Maybe you're being audited, or maybe you filed for an extension and still need some tax help. Well, H&R Block is there for you. They don't stop working on April 15th. Their tax professionals are here year-round. So if you have a tax issue you need a hand with, even if H&R Block didn't do your taxes the first time around, visit your local H&R Block at 1011 West 2nd Street in Hastings and let the experienced tax professionals get you every dollar you deserve.
1230 KHAS.
All right, as we come back, Ty O'Brien is going to get a single to center field to drive home a run. That makes it a 5-0 ball game now. 5-0 is the score. Hastings has got the lead. They're batting here in the bottom of the seventh inning. This is Brandon Utrep out there right now. The reliever that came on was Alex Arnold. Arnold is 1-0 in the season. His ERA is sitting at 9.00. So Hastings still with the bases loaded. Nobody out here in the seventh inning of play. The Broncos have a 5-0 lead. There's a bouncing ball to short. Kemp has got it. Goes to second base for one. Over the first base, a double play. But a run comes in and score. So Brandon Utrep is he hits into a double play. 4-6-3 double play, but another run comes in to score. So Hastings has played three runs now here in the seventh inning of play. Moving over to third base on the play is going to be Santos. But now there's two men out, so the weather is beginning to develop as home plate umpires and the base umpire warned us before this ball game, but it's out around the Lexington area, and we'll certainly keep our eyes on that. We're in the seventh inning of play right now. High fly ball out toward left field. Settle Glenier is going to be white, and he makes the catch, and the inning is over. Reed Stone flies out to left field to end the seventh inning of play. But Hastings, they pick up three runs here in the inning. Three runs on one, two, three, four, five base hits. No errors on the Mount Marty. And one runner left on base. We go to the eighth inning with a score. Hastings 6. And the Lancers of Mount Marty, nothing.
Hi, I'm Ann.
I'm Dana.
And I'm Connie.
And we're Newview Real Estate. Newview Real Estate is so much more than just an ordinary real estate company. What's the difference between Newview Real Estate and a traditional realtor? We are full service for less. We can sell your home for $29.95 plus 3%, keeping more money in your pocket. And we can also find you the home of your dreams. Our family team spirit makes it all about you and your needs. Contact us today or online at newviewofhastings.com.
The team at Klein Insurance has a winning record of service offering home, auto, business, farm, and crop insurance. If you want to score big with service and great rates, stop by 710 South Burlington or call 463-1256 and let the Klein Insurance team win you over.
Whether you're talking sports or farming, one thing is the same. You need power. Think Husker Power products for propane, natural gas, and diesel irrigation engines customized to your needs. When you require irrigation power, parts, or timely service, think Husker Power products, your provider of GM-powered natural gas and LP high-efficiency irrigation engines and fuel-efficient Isuzu diesel engines. Call 402-463-1531 for Husker Power products of Hastings, your full-service irrigation engine headquarters. Now, also located in Sutton.
1230 KHAS.
Hastings College Baseball here today on 1230 KHIS online, www.hastingslink.com. Xander Schmidt back out here for Hastings in the eighth inning of play. Mount Barney will have numbers 5, 6, and 7 in the batting order coming up there to face him. Xander threw one pitch in the seventh inning, came on in relief of Tanner Nikoloff. Got Hastings out of a big jam there in the seventh inning with the bases loaded. So now Xander Schmidt coming out and works this eighth inning. There's a pitch that's going to be in there for a strike. One ball and one strike now. Bo Howard so far in the second ball game. He's grounded out once. In fact, he's grounded out a couple of times. And the last time he was up there, he had that line shot right to Stone at third base that Reed was able to snag. The count here is at two balls and one strike. Hastings now with a 6-0 lead over Mount Marty. Broncos have played well here today. They won the opener by a score of 12-0. There's a high flying ball out to Neal out in left field. He waits for it to come down and squeezes the ball into his glove as it drops down. Bo Howard, he flies out to left field. And now Hunter Hollick coming up there next. Hollick, he's grounded out once. He's got a single, and he's been hit by a pitch. One for two officially here in this ball game as Hollick comes up there again here in the eighth inning. There's a pitch to him. It's going to be in there for a strike, and it's now no balls and one strike to Hunter Hollick. Colin Muth would be next, and then Brandon Kemp working in the bottom half of the order here for the Lancers in this eighth inning. Next pitch is going to be foul tap off of the face mask of the catcher, Eric Anderson, behind the plate. The count is at no balls and two strikes. Hastings currently sitting at 7-6 in the conference after their win in the opener. Mount Marty dropping to 6-7 after their loss. Next pitch is going to be outside for a ball, and it's now one ball and two strikes. And Briarcliff beat Midland today, 7-1. Concordia over Doan, 3-0 in the first half of the doubleheaders. They should be nearing the completion of their nightcaps here in just a few minutes. 6-0 is the score here. Hastings has got the lead. We're in the eighth inning of play here at Duncan. One ball and two strikes to Hunter Hollick. Xander Schmidt working here for the Broncos. Next pitch is going to be outside for a ball. And it is now two balls and two strikes. Xander Schmidt on the mound with Eric Anderson behind the plate. Reed Stone, Brandon Utrep, Ty O'Brien, Lucas Lindgren around the infield. Here comes a 2-2 pitch. It's going to be outside for a ball. And it's now three balls and two strikes. Xander pitched last week in the series against Doan. Got off to a rocky start. In fact, gave up a couple of runs. Didn't look very good. Walked a bunch of guys in the first inning against the Tigers and settled down and got the win in that couple of ball games against the Tigers. There's a ground ball to second. O'Brien has got it. He goes over to first base in time. Hunter Hollick is retired in the play from second to first. And that's going to bring up Colin Muth next. Colin Muth is the first baseman. He reached on a base on balls in the second inning of play. Reached on a fielder's choice in the fourth, and he flew out to left field back during the sixth inning. So he's officially 0-for-1 in the ball game today as he comes up to face Xander for the first time here today. And a pitch from Xander Schmidt is going to be outside for a ball. 1-0 the count. Hastings will play Concordia on Thursday here at Duncan Field. Bulldogs are the conference leaders. They'll be in town. There's a ball hit toward left field again. Ty Neal's got to get on his horse to grab that one. It's going to fall for a base hit. Rolls past him. It rolls off of the base of the wall at 370 feet away. And into second base with a stand-up double is going to be Colin Muth. Colin Muth gets the double there for Mount Marty. So the Lancer's not done yet. Now we're going to have a pinch hitter coming up here. Or are we? Head coach for Mount Marty. Yeah, we're going to send out a courtesy runner to run at second base. That's going to be Drew Sukup. He's a sophomore player out of Wagner, South Dakota. He is going to run for Muth to get a little bit more speed in the base pads there for the Lancers. So Sukup is on at his second base now. Brandon Kemp is going to come to the plate. 6-0 is the score. Hastings has got the lead. We're in the top half of the eighth inning. This one's scheduled for 9 here tonight. Brandon Kemp, so far, he has struck out once. He's flown out to left field, and he has grounded out once here in this second ball game. He's 0 for 3. Here's a pitch by Xander Schmidt. It's going to be down low for a ball. 1-0 the count. Austin White would be next. He's swinging the bat in the on-deck circle. Hastings out on top. Mount Marty trying to mount some sort of a comeback here in the final stages of this ball game. Here comes the next pitch. It's going to be outside for a ball, and it's now 2 balls and no strikes. And the Nebraska baseball team winners today over Maryland. Final score of 8-3. So the Huskers, they win the weekend series with the Terrapins 2-1. Here's the next pitch by Xander. That's a fastball that misses. 3 balls and no strikes. Huskers softball team, they were winners today as well as they played Rutgers. They won 7-2 today, so the Husker softball team, they picked up a 3-game sweep over Rutgers this weekend. Next pitch is going to be a fastball. It's going to be in there for a strike. Now 3-1. Sukup is down at second base now for Mount Marty. There's 2 men out here in the eighth inning of play. Here's the next pitch by Xander Schmidt. That's a strike on the outside corner. Now 3 balls and 2 strikes. 3-2 the count. Hastings will play Kemp pretty much straight away out there in the defense. Here comes a 3-2 pitch from Xander Schmidt. It's on the way. That ball's going to be fouled back to the screen. Coming up after the ball game, we'll name our players of the game here today. Also get the coaches' post-game show before we get out of here. Hastings looking for a sweep here this afternoon and a split for the weekend series for the Mount Marty Lancers. Here comes the next pitch. It's on the way. It's going to be up high for a ball, and he walks him. So after battling, Xander loses him. That's going to be the first walk of the ball game given up by Xander Schmidt. Runners are on at first and second base. The remaining schedule, Hastings has got Midland and Concordia. They're going to play 8 times yet this year. And those are the top 2 teams in the Great Plains Athletic Conference, or at least the 2 teams expected to challenge for the top spot in the conference this year. So Hastings will have a final say if we can take care of business here the next week or so. Next pitch is going to be up high on Austin White. 1-0 Here's the next pitch by Xander. It's going to be in there for a strike. 1-1 the count. Mount Marty batting here in the bottom half of the eighth inning. Hastings out on top by a score. Actually, the top half of the eighth inning. 6-0 is the score. Mount Marty's got base runners on at first and second. Next pitch by Xander Schmidt. Swing and a miss. High fastball there. 1-2 now to Austin White. He walked his last time up there in the seventh inning. Grounded out in the fourth inning to the shortstop, and he grounded out to the first baseman in the third. Behind the count here, 1-2. The next pitch is going to be outside for a ball. And it's now 2-2. So 2-2 the count here to the number 9 hitter in the batting order for Mount Marty, Austin White, in a 6-0 ball game. Xander comes set. Right-hander throws one to the plate, and it's going to be fouled away, back out of play. Count remains at 2-2. Nikoloff, again, the starter for Hastings here tonight, gave up 5 hits, no runs, 4 walks, 3 strikeouts. He threw 128 pitches through his 6 2/3. Xander is up to 24 now in his relief appearance. He's got a count of 2-2 with 2 men out here in the eighth inning. Xander comes set, looks at the runner at second, offers one to the plate, hit right back up to the middle, and it's a retrieve by Utrep, but it gets loose now. Utrep picks her up and throws it to the plate, and it's not going to be in time. That was a great play by Brandon Utrep to keep that one from going into a center field. Then he bobbles the ball. That allowed just enough time for the base runner, Sukup, to come sprinting in from third base. He got back onto his feet and threw one to the plate, but it was a wide of the target, and Sukup scores, and Mount Barney finally gets on the scoreboard here. It's a 6-1 ball game. Austin White is going to get aboard, and now they're going to have another courtesy runner come out and run at second base. So now it's a 6-1 ball game coming up. The bat is going to be a Justin Miller. That's going to be a base hit there for Austin White. He'll get a single. Brandon Utrep, he knocks her down right behind the bag at second base, but couldn't make a play on the ball. And a run comes in to score. So 6-1 now here in the top of the eighth inning. Justin Miller comes to the plate next. He's the number one guy in the batting order. As a pitch comes in there from Xander, it's going to be inside for a ball. One ball and no strikes. Miller singled the first two times he came to the plate here in the second ball game in the first and third. And he grounded out in the fifth inning and flew out in the seventh inning of play. There's the pitch to the plate. It's going to be down low for another ball. Two balls and no strikes here to Justin Miller. Santos pulled around a couple of steps to his left out there in center field. Here's the next pitch right down the pipe there, and it's now two balls and one strike to Justin Miller. Miller had a base hit in three trips to the plate in game number one today. Walked once, struck out once. Next pitch is going to be inside for a ball. And it's now three balls and one strike. Hastings has got a reliever warming up down there. Xander having a little tough time here. Three balls and one strike with two men out. Here's the next pitch. It's going to be a called strike on the outside corner. Three balls and two strikes. 3-2 the count here. Here's the next pitch by Xander Schmidt. Hit on the ground right side. It's going to sneak through there for a base hit in the right field. Alex Utrep picks it up. He throws it to the plate. That's way off of the mark. One run comes in to score. Here comes the second one. They're going to go back and chase the ball down. Now they got him at the plate. That one, the throw from Utrep goes clear behind the plate. It was a chase down there by Xander Schmidt. He flips the ball to home plate, and they catch that second one to trying to score, and the inning is over. So it's going to be a base hit there by Justin Miller. One run is going to come in to score. But they catch his second one trying to score, and the inning is over, and we will head to the bottom of the eighth inning. Hastings 6, Mount Marty 2. You're listening to Bronco Baseball.
The train tracks are gone, and over time, things change. But Vons Printers continues to be your full-service printing specialist. From start to finish, Vons Printers will customize your own logo, print business cards, envelopes, letterheads, brochures, and notepads to create a calling card for your business. Expect quality, personalized service, and competitive pricing from your full-service printing experts. For over 85 years, locally owned and operated, Vons Printers, 2nd and East Side Boulevard in Hastings.
Play ball!
Great fielding and solid hitting start with the right stuff from TM Sporting Goods. Choose from brands like Louisville Slugger, Rip It, Mizuno, and Wilson. All the summer sports are made better with the right apparel and equipment from TM Sporting Goods.
Save!
Then roll in the expertise provided by Steve Varinall and Tino Martinez. TM Sporting Goods on the Bricks, downtown Kearney, a division of Protein Design. Every sport done right.
1230 KHAS.
Bronco Baseball for you today here on 1230 KHAS. We head to the bottom of the eighth inning. Hastings has got the lead over Mount Marty. The score is 6-2. Hastings will now bat here in the bottom of the inning. Ty Neal, Luke Christensen, Alex Utrep. scheduled up here for the Broncos in this eighth inning of play. Alex Arnold is the pitcher for Mount Marty. He came on in the last inning in relief of their starter, Derek Miller. Pitch to Neal is going to be in there for a strike. One ball and one strike. After the game, we'll name our players of the game. We'll have our coaches' post-game show before we get out of here tonight. Yeah, we understand some severe type of weather is starting to develop in west central Nebraska, maybe moving this way later on. We'll keep you advised on the weather situation throughout the night here on 1230 KHIS. There's a big swing and a miss there by Ty Neal. Down two balls and two strikes to our left fielder. Neal so far in this ball game, he has got a single and scored a run. That was back in the second. Base on balls in the fourth, flew out to center field in the sixth. Alex Arnold's next pitch is going to be inside for a ball, and it's now three balls and two strikes. Ty Neal in the left-hand batter's box. Arnold comes set. Next pitch comes in, and the ball's going to be hit right to the shortstop. He leaps in the air to grab that one. Brandon Kemp climbs the ladder to grab that ball there. Shortstop, Ty Neal, robbed of a base hit right there. Line out to the shortstop for the first out here in the eighth inning. Luke Christensen comes up there next. So it's a 6-2 ball game. Hastings scoring a run in the second, a run in the third, one in the sixth inning, and then three more in the seventh. Mount Marty scoring two runs in the top half of this inning. 6-2 is the score. Broncos now out hit the Lancers here in this ball game, 10-7. Hastings out hit the Lancers in the first game, 13-7. Broncos picking up a 12-0 win over Mount Marty in game number one. Next pitch to Christensen is going to be in there for a strike, and he falls behind it. No balls and two strikes. He's 0-3 so far in this ball game, batting in this number five position. Here comes the 0-2 pitch. It's on the way. The ball is going to be hit toward right center field. That's going to get down for a base hit. Picked up on the hop out there by Bo Howard. So Luke Christensen gets a base hit here for Hastings as he singles the right field. Hit number 11 in the ball game now for the Broncos. Alex Utrep, the right fielder, coming up there next. Utrep, he smacked the ball the last time he was up there. He had a triple right center field. Came around the score run there in the seventh inning of play. Utrep is one out of two so far in this ball game. Laid down a sacrifice in the fourth inning of play. So now Alex Arnold will go to work on him. There's a pitch that's going to be outside for a ball. And the count is sitting at one ball and no strikes to Alex Utrep. Houston Astros beat the Kansas City Royals today 5-4 in 12 innings down in Houston. Kansas City now 2-4 on the season. Next pitch is a fastball there that misses, and the count goes to two balls and no strikes. Two and zero the count here to the number six hitter in the batting order, Alex Utrep for Hastings. There's a pitch. It's going to be a curveball. It nicks the inside corner for a strike, and it's now two balls and one strike. Hastings will play on Thursday against the Concordia Bulldogs. Be on the air with a pregame show at 4:45. First pitch is going to be at 5 o'clock. There's a ball hit toward the center field. It's grabbed there by the shortstop, and he flips it to second base to catch the force out down there from Luke Christensen. So a good play again by the shortstop, Brandon Kemp. Both teams playing sensational defense in this ball game today. Neither team has got an error. That one is grabbed right behind the bag at second base by the shortstop, Brandon Kemp. He gets it over to Carey to get the force out on to Luke Christensen. So now there's two men out. And we've got Lucas Lindgren coming to the plate next. Lindgren had an RBI single his last time up there in the seventh inning of play. There's a pitch to him. It's going to be outside for a ball. 1-0 the count. Lindgren struck out in the second inning. He flew out to right field in the fourth and had an RBI single in the seventh. Broncos getting good production up and down the lineup here today. Here comes the next pitch to the plate. It's going to be outside for a ball. Now two balls and no strikes. Nebraska baseball winning today. Nebraska softball winning today. Hastings College winning the first game with this doubleheader. They've got a 6-2 lead here in the nightcap as we bat in the bottom half of the eighth inning. Next pitch to Lindgren is going to be in there for a strike. That's down two balls and one strike here to Lucas. Man is on at first base. That's Alex Utrep as he takes his lead down there. Colin Muth will hold him on. Alex Arnold comes set. Stomps at his belt. Here comes the next pitch. Can be popped up. Out toward the center field. Here's a Justin Miller coming in. Justin Miller coming in. And Justin will make the catch. Lucas Lindgren will fly out to a center field to end the inning. Hastings, they score no runs. On a base hit, no errors, and one run left on base. We go to the top of the ninth inning. The score, Hastings 6, Mount Barney 2.
5 Points Bank of Hastings, safe, strong, and growing. Back in September of 2000, we opened for business at 4th and St. Joe with a staff of 5. Now we have 3 banking locations, over 45 employees, and have grown to become the largest locally owned bank in Hastings.
Since our opening, we've listened to you and responded by providing high-quality customer service, new banking technology, and provided support to many community organizations. We appreciate your support and look forward to continuing as the better bank in Hastings.
Insurance Plus Financial Services wants you to compare your homeowners and auto insurance. Insurance Plus is an Allied insurance agent. Allied, a nationwide company on your side. Let them compare and make sure you're not paying too much and also that your coverage is adequate. It's a simple process that could save you some money. With Allied Insurance Plus, you'll know that should something happen, you're covered. Allied, a nationwide company on your side, and Insurance Plus providing sound, trusted coverage. Insurance Plus Financial Services in Fairfield and 715 South Burlington and Hastings. Call 461-4465.
1230 KHAS.
Bronco baseball for you today here on 1230 KHAS. Also online, www.hastingslink.com. We go ahead to the ninth inning here, top of the ninth. Hastings out on top of the Lancers. The score is 6-2, so Mount Marty will need 4 runs here in this half of the inning to continue this thing. Masters going down the wire. We see they're through 16 holes now. Justin Rose continuing to lead Sergio Garcia by a stroke. Heading to the 16th, or heading to the 17th. They're through 16 now down in Augusta. Xander Schmidt going to come out and try to finish things off for Hastings here today. Skyler Carey is the first batter he'll face here in the ninth inning. First pitch is in there for a strike. Second one, another strike around the outside corner. Nothing in two. Ethan Lynn, Caden Skinner, also scattered up here. Numbers 2, 3, and 4. They face Xander and the Broncos. Here comes the next pitch. It's going to be outside for a ball. There's now 1 ball and 2 strikes. Skyler so far today has struck out once here in this ball game. Reached on a fielder's choice. He's reached on a base on balls. Had a single in the seventh. Bounds away this next pitch. Back over the screen. Out of play. 1 ball and 2 strikes. Hastings in Concordia coming up Thursday night. We'll have the action here on 1230 KHIS. 5 o'clock starting time. 4:45 pregame show. Here on 1230 KHIS. Hastings will play at Concordia then this weekend. Here comes the 1-2 pitch. It's going to be up high for a ball. And it's now 2 balls and 2 strikes. Xander Schmidt trying to finish things off here for Hastings here in this ball game, on a relief of Nikoloff, who got to start here for Hastings. Tanner Nikoloff. Next pitch is going to be fouled away. The count remains at 2 balls and 2 strikes. Xander has worked an inning and a third so far, giving up 3 hits, a couple of runs, 1 earned. Base on balls, no strikeouts at this point. Here comes a 2-2 pitch. That ball is going to be hit toward left field. A long one. Ty Neal backs up. Ty Neal backs up and makes the catch. Wow. That would have been out of most ballparks, but not here. Skyler Carey flies out to deep left field out there, and Ty Neal makes the play on the ball. That's the first out of this ninth inning. And now Ethan Lynn comes up there next. Lynn, he had a single his last time up there. His only base hit here in this ball game. He's walked once, reached on a fielder's choice, and has struck out once. Takes a look at the pitch there from Xander. It's going to be inside for a ball. 1 ball and no strikes now. Ethan Lynn, the designated hitter in this ball game, played at first base in game number 1. Next pitch is going to be outside for a ball. It's 2-0. Lynn in the first ball game, he hit into a double play. popped one to the shortstop, and he reached out and based on balls. Waiting for the next one. He's going to be in there for a strike. It's 2-1. Skinner would be next. Bo Howard is in the hole as the Lancers trying to come back here in the ninth inning. 6-2 is the score. Hastings has got the lead. Next pitch is a high fastball. He just got a little piece of that one as he goes around. Two balls and two strikes now to Ethan Lynn. Santos again pulled around a couple of steps out there in center field. Ty Neal sending his eyes there from the sun out in left field. Here comes a 2-2 pitch. It's going to be hit toward left field again. Ty Neal having problems fighting that one in. Drops the ball out there in left field. Around the bag at first base is Lynn. He's on his way to second, and he's going to be in there easily. Ethan Lynn. I was talking about this son. Ty Neal, you can see him kind of shading his eyes out there. And then he had problems locating the ball as that came off of the bat from Ethan Lynn. He kind of slipped out there in the left field, and he had it in his glove, and it fell out of there. So that's the first error of the ball game for Hastings, and it occurs here in the ninth inning. So now we've got a courtesy runner again down there at second base. Hastings went the seven innings in the first ball game without committing an error. We go 8 1/3 here in the second ball game before Ty Neal is hit with an error here in this final inning. Skinner comes out there next for Mount Marty. He's the catcher. He'll bat from the right-hand side. He hits that one to the left. Fielded by Utrep at shortstop. Long throw over to first base. That's not going to be in time. High throw from Brandon Utrep there at the shortstop. He grabs that one in the hole there for Hastings. I think that's going to be a base hit here for Caden Skinner. So Skinner is going to get a base hit there. Runner stays at second base, and now runners are on at first and second here in this ninth inning. We're going to have a courtesy runner again over there at first base. So runners are on at first and second base down for Mount Marty. There's one man out. Now the Broncos looking for maybe a double play ball to get out of here. Xander Schmidt comes set as he works from the stretch. Throws under the plate. It's going to be outside for a ball. This is Bo Howard up there for Mount Marty. He's 0-4 so far in this ball game. That's here from the right-hand side. 6-2 is the score. Hastings with the lead over the Lancers in the second half of the doubleheader here tonight. Next pitch can be fouled away. First base side out of play. So base runners on at first and second base here for the Lancers. Bo Howard, the number five guy in the batting order, is up there. Xander Schmidt is out there for Hastings. All the pieces are in place here. Runners taking their leads at first and second. Here's the next pitch by Xander. A breaking pitch is going to be up high for a ball. Now two balls and one strike. Got some relievers warming up again for the Broncos down in the third base bullpen, unless Xander can get out of here. We might see our third pitcher. There's the next pitch. It's going to be inside for another ball. It's three balls and one strike. Steve Sponberg down here in the top rung of the dugout down here for Hastings, getting a little anxious. 3-1 the count. Xander comes set. Next pitch to the plate. Hit toward left field again. If that falls, there's going to be trouble. It falls just in foul territory. Just by inches. Just by inches down there, down the line at left field. That goes the other way here by a couple of inches. That would have produced two runs easily for Mount Marty. Wow. A game of inches. And that one falls on the Hastings side of things. Bo Howard now has a count of three balls and two strikes with one man out. Here in the ninth inning, runners are on at first and second base for the Lancers. Xander comes set again. Here comes the next pitch to the plate. That ball is going to be hit towards center field. Santos backs up. Santos backs up, and he makes the catch. Runner at second base is going to tag. He's going to be in there easily at third as the throw comes in. And now it's going to be runners at first and third base, but now there's two men out. Bo Howard, he flies out to a deep center field. Santos makes the catch. So now there's two men out. Ninth inning of play. We're in the top of the inning. And now Hunter Hollick coming up there next. Hollick, he grounded out in the second inning. He had his single in the fourth, was hit by a pitch in the sixth, and he grounded out in the eighth inning of play. Broncos looking to cap off this baby right here. We've got two men out. Runners are on at first and third base. Hastings with a 6-2 lead. A pitch by Xander is going to be inside for a ball. 1-0 the count. Hastings will hold on the base runner over there at first base. That's Lucas Lindgren. Here comes the 1-0 pitch from Xander. It's going to be in there for a strike on the outside corner. One ball, one strike now. Hunter Hollick, third baseman here for the Lancers. Bats from the right-hand side. Xander, the right-handed thrower here for Hastings. Here comes the 1-1. It's going to be in there for a strike on the outside corner. Eric Anderson set up on the outside portion of the plate there, and Xander threw it right in the mitt. One ball and two strikes now to Hunter Hollick. Runners on at first and third base. Tanner comes set again. Here comes the 1-2 pitch, a breaking pitch that stays up high for a ball. Two balls and two strikes now to Hunter Hollick. Colin Muth is standing in the on-deck circle down here, hoping to get a chance in the ninth inning for the Lancers. Here comes the 2-2 pitch from Xander. It's on the way, swung on and missed, and the ball game is over. He strikes out. Hunter Hollick strikes out. That's strikeout number one in the ball game for Xander Schmidt, and the ball game is over as Hastings wins the second half of the twin bill today over the Lancers of Mount Barney by the score of 6-2. So Hastings, they get the sweep here this afternoon. They'll improve to 19 wins, 15 losses on the season, 8-6 in the Great Plains Athletic Conference. Hastings winning today by scores of 12-0. And 6-2, back with the final totals after this.
When a customer comes into Bob's Sass Flowers and sees an item that strikes their fancy, there's sort of a subtle widening of the eyes and a raising of an eyebrow that lets us know our gift selection is still unique enough to get that reaction. This is Amy from Bob's Sass Flowers, and we continue to be the land of oohs and ahs with our ever-changing, ever-updating gift selections. Come see us. Real people, real love. Flowers and gifts from Bob Sass Flowers of Hastings.
Stop at Thompson Oil Company, 806 East South Street for complete auto care. Or for your convenience store needs, go to the West 2nd Best Stop at 2nd and Laird. Both locations feature Phillips 66 Super Clean Gasoline in three grades, unleaded, E10 with ethanol, and premium unleaded. Thompson Oil Company, Hastings.
Keith's Drive-In Drug and Keith's Medical Park Pharmacy always give you the fast, friendly service you've come to expect over the years. From prescription drugs to over-the-counter medications, trust Keith's Drive-In Drug at 5th and Hastings and Keith's Medical Park Pharmacy in Hastings Medical Park.
5 Points Bank is strongly committed to investing in our community. This is what locally owned, locally managed banks do, and do well.
We are proud to be a leading supporter of the United Way's annual campaign. Also, we make meaningful contributions to numerous community, educational, and civic organizations in our quest to make the quality of life in our area as strong as possible.
Giving back. It's part of our mission statement and helps make Hastings a great community. 5 Points Bank. Locally owned, locally managed. The better bank.
1230 KHAS.
So Hastings College wins it here this afternoon over the Lancers. A final score of 6-2. Hastings scoring 6 runs, 10 hits, officially 2 errors in the second ball game. Mount Barney had 2 runs, 9 hits, no errors. I'm back here at Duncan Field again. Hastings finishing off the win 6-2 over Mount Barney. As we were telling you, 6 runs, 10 hits, 2 errors for Hastings. 2 runs, 9 hits, no errors for Mount Barney. Tanner Nikoloff, the winning pitcher for Hastings here in the ninth cap. He's now 4-2 in the season. He goes 6 2/3, 4 walks, 3 strikeouts, no runs, gives up 5 base hits. Xander Schmidt came on and threw 2 3rd innings tonight for Hastings, gives up 4 hits. 2 runs, 1 earn, 1 base on ball. He gets a strikeout to end the ball game as Hastings beats Mount Barney today in the second half of the doubleheader by the score of 6-2. Stay tuned. The players of the game coming up next in the coach's postgame show. You're listening to Bronco Baseball.
Bronco Play-by-Play has been brought to you by the KHAS Sports Boosters, local businesses supporting local youth and local athletics.
Stay tuned. The Bronco postgame shows are up next on your Hastings link to Bronco Sports. 1230 KHAS.
Spring is here, and now's the time to update your look with a new suit or sport coat from Gary Michaels Clothiers with the annual wardrobe event. Receive a free dress shirt, tie, and socks, $100 value. Choose any in-stock suit or sport coat and pants in fits from slim, modern, or traditional, and receive a shirt, tie, and socks free. Shop our ladies department for dresses and fashions perfect for graduation or weddings. Now 20% off. Shop Gary Michaels Clothiers in Hastings and Kearney for your new look. New merchandise arriving daily.
Our Bronco post-game coverage continues with the Player of the Game, brought to you by the Hastings Tribune. Check us out online at hastingstribune.com.
All right, Hastings sweeps the doubleheader from Mount Barney today, winning the first ball game 12-0, winning the second one by a score of 6-2. This is the Player of the Game on 1230 KHIS. Boy, the first ball game, Hastings with 13 base hits in the ball game. Reed Stone had three hits and a couple of RBIs. Alex Utrep had a couple of hits and four RBIs. Brandon Utrep had two hits and three RBIs. Andrew Kuda, he goes the distance for Hastings in the first one. Three walks and a couple of strikeouts as he shut the door for Hastings College in that first ball game. The second one, Tanner Nikoloff getting the win for Hastings as he improves to 4-2 in the season. Xander Schmidt came on and finished things off. The final two and a third innings for Hastings. Two base hits, one RBI for Ty O'Brien in the second ball game. Two base hits and one RBI for Brandon Utrep. And Eric Anderson also got a couple of base hits in the ball game today for Hastings. In this nightcap, we'll come back and name our players of the game right after this.
Hastings Tribune photographers take hundreds of photos when covering a game, but only a few get published in the newspaper. To see all of the other photos that they take, go to hastingstribune.com. You will see some you like. To see those that run daily in the Hastings Tribune, call 462-2131 to start a subscription to the newspaper or order it online at hastingstribune.com. When it comes to local sports, we've got it covered.
It went out there. Our players of the game today for Hastings College, naturally the pitcher for Hastings in the first ball game, Andrew Kuda, threw a pretty good ball game here today as he allows seven base hits in the ball game, three walks, a couple of strikeouts. He was in control most of the way for Hastings in the opener as the Broncos won that ball game by a score of 12-0. Then I think Alex Utrep, he surprised everybody here today. Had a couple of base hits and four RBIs in the opener. And Utrep also getting a triple in game number two. And also they produced a run there, and that's a seventh inning of play. So what the heck, Alex Utrep and Andrew Kuda will be our players of the game today as Hastings sweeps the doubleheader from the Mount Marty Lancers today, winning by scores of 12-0 and 6-2. Stick around. The coach is up next. You're listening to Bronco Baseball.
The Player of the Game has been brought to you by the Hastings Tribune. To subscribe to the Tribune, call 402-462-2131 or online at hastingstribune.com. Stay tuned. The Coach's Postgame Show is up next on your Hastings link to Bronco Sports, 1230 KHAS.
Physical Therapy and Sports Rehab of Hastings, 207 South Burlington, is the place for all your rehabilitation needs. PTSR offers orthopedic, neurologic, and sports injury rehabilitation. A certified hand specialist is available for the more delicate upper extremity injuries. Aquatic therapy and balance training is also available. A certified athletic trainer is on staff as well. PTSR has a strong industrial services division providing physical and functional capacity testing as well as drug and alcohol screening. Visit them at PTSRHastings.com.
It's time now for the Coach's Postgame Show on 1230 KHAS. Now it's back to the diamond to talk to the coach.
All right, back here at Duncan Field, Hastings College wins both ends of the doubleheader here today, winning 12-0 and 6-2. As Travis McCarter is going to join us on the postgame show, the assistant coach for Steve Sponberg. And, Coach, first of all, congratulations. After dropping two games on the road yesterday at Mount Marty, it was important for you guys to come back, and you guys kind of set the tone early with that first ball game.
Thank you. Yeah, it was. Those are a couple big wins for us here in the conference, and you know, there's kind of a log jam right there where we are, right there in the middle, and, you know, we're not out of this to get to the top, so... You know, getting back and just taking a split after getting swept yesterday is It's nice.
We talked defense all day today. You guys just made some sensational plays, not only in the first game, but the second game as well. And the defense today kept you guys in this thing.
That's for sure. I mean, Andrew Kuda certainly didn't have his location as, you know, his location wasn't as good as he usually is. And Brandon Utrecht made a phenomenal play early in the game, in game one. Bases loaded. You know, he's still got that sprained ankle, so going to his right towards a five hole is not easy for him. But he sucked it up and made a phenomenal play. Turned and threw the ball out to second. Tynan was waiting for him. We got him by a step, and it got us out of a really important inning. And, you know, like you said, defense stepped up and did a phenomenal job. And, you know, those guys right there, Mount Marty, they're wanting to put the ball in play. I don't think we had a lot of strikeouts today. And, like you said, the defense stepped up and did their part.
What's that defense do for a pitcher when you don't have your greatest stuff, but you got a defense behind you that did not make an error until the final inning? What's that do for a pitcher?
Yeah, it certainly allows him to settle in a little bit and take a breath. I mean, you know, yesterday's ball games, it seems like everything was magnified. There were some close ball games, and, you know, as a pitcher, you're up there, and when it's a tight game, you know, you might throw 75 pitches in a really tight game, and it might feel like 110. And when the defense is out there playing the way they're capable of playing, like we are, like we did today in the two games, it's a little less stressful on the arm, and certainly allows a guy to kind of settle in a little bit. So,
we talked in the pregame show about getting production in the 5, 6, 7, and 8 holes. Tell you what, you had production up and down the lineup all day today in both ball games.
Yeah, I thought the guys had a really good approach, and to be honest with you, you know, throwing BP to them before the day started. They were focused and ready to go. They had some good energy. You know, I think it was a big decision on our part to stay the night up at Mount Marty the night before we played there and then drive back rather than drive up there and then drive back on the same day, because those guys looked rested and ready to go. And like I said, good energy, and you know, they took it right into the game, from BP right into the game. And, you know, great job to those position players, because, you know, we certainly didn't pitch it as well as it looked like we did on the scorecard. You know, like you said, defense did a great job, and the position players are ready to play today.
We talked about the 5, 6, 7, and 8 holes. You put Alex Utrecht in the ball game here today. Had a double with a couple of RBIs in the first game. He had a single and an RBI in the first game. Then comes through in the second ball game with a triple. So you wanted some production. That was a nice guy to just stick in the number 6 hole.
That's exactly it. You know, I like Alex. I coached the JV for the last 2 years, and he's been a solid JV player for us the last 2 years, so I know exactly what Alex is capable of. And I kind of told Coach, hey, Coach, we got to give this kid a shot because he's a gamer, and it's his opportunity, and I'm glad he took advantage of it, because, you know, him and Brandon have come from a great program over there in Lincoln Pius. They got a state championship and a state runner-up in their last 2 years they played there. And so I was happy to see him kind of maybe solidify that position for the rest of the year, because we were looking for a guy for that 6-hole spot, and it was really good to see, because he's a good kid. He's worked hard, and he's a junior, so he's kind of just waited his time and took advantage when he did, so that was great to see.
Well, Hastings wins both downs of the doubleheader. Like I said, didn't throw the ball extremely well on the pitcher's mound today. It looked good. We picked up a couple of wins, but it was the defense that kind of solidified things. But I think the biggest thing out of this was the offensive production. You had a lot of hits in the opener. You had, 13 hits, 12 runs. You come back through and get 10 hits in the second one. So production up and down the lineup, everybody kind of got a little taste of this one today.
That's exactly it. I mean, you know, the one thing I think that at our park, we're not going to hit a lot of home runs, but we extended the outfield with a few guys, and so a few of those hits fell in front of them as well. And our guys had a good approach all day long. Not a lot of high fly ball outs like Mount Marty had. And you know, putting the ball on the ground, hitting the ball on the line, making those guys work for their outs. And shoot, we had three, I think, but base hit bunts out there, and we were just looking to sacrifice on the day, maybe even 4 on the day. So, you know, you put the ball in play, make them have to work a little bit to get you out, and we took advantage of that today. And great job by our position players again. Like I said, they were ready to go today.
So now you've got a couple of days to get ready for Concordia, the team that's come in as the conference leaders. And, again, anytime you get the conference leaders in your park, you got to take advantage.
Definitely, yeah. We've seen them play a little bit. We've scouted them a little bit. They're a good ball club. They got some good bodies in there, some guys that swing the bat. They don't get cheated. And they got a couple arms up there at the top end that are pretty pretty good arms, live arms with some good stuff, and we need to be ready to go for those guys. I think Coach is going to kind of give these guys a day off tomorrow, let the batteries recharge, and I'm sure we'll be ready to roll as soon as they roll, you know, we cleat it up against those guys.
Yeah, it's going to be another four-game series next weekend. It's going to be like Thursday we'll play them here at home, and then you'll take a day off on Friday and play on Saturday. So it's going to be a little bit easier this time around and a little bit closer, too, with the Concordias. But you'll go four games this week.
Yes. I like that four-game set. I think you're matching one through four regardless, so you're seeing everybody's four pitchers. And, there's no mixing and matching, really. You just go out there, you cleat it up, and, you get right after it. And I like the four-game set, and you get a really good chance here in the dugout to really see what their hitters are doing well and what we can get them out with. And, in a two-game set like we were doing last year against the guys up in the north, it's tough to figure out, hey, how are we going to get these guys out? And, just with two games of work. But, it'll be a good series, I think. Those guys are good. Ryan Dupick, their head coach, does a nice job over there. And, like you said, they're the top of the G-Pack, and that's where we want to be. And if we want to be there, we got to beat those guys. So we're excited to see those guys come to town. We'll be ready to go, and I think our position players and pitchers are going to be well prepared, and we'll see how that turns out. But I think this time of year, we've been battling through some bumps and bruises, and as many teams are, but. Those guys are going to play through it, and that's what we saw today. Brandon's got that sprained ankle still, and he made a heck of a play, and he's still swinging the bat really well, and it kind of shows how tough these guys are and, how badly they want it. So.
Okay, we'll see you Thursday night.
Thanks.
Yep, that's Travis McConner. He's the assistant coach for Steve Sponberg. Hastings winning twice here today. Other scores are in. Hastings winning 6-2 and 12-0 over Mount Marty today. Briarcliff has beaten Midland. First game of a doubleheader, 7-1, but then Midland came back and beat Briarcliff in the second ball game by a score of 12-2. Concordia, they sweep Doan today in Crete, scores of 3-0 and 7-6. The Nebraska baseball team winners today as they knock off Maryland by a score of 8-3. The Huskers take that series 2-1. Nebraska's softball, they sweep Rutgers today. 7-2, they won both games yesterday, 7-4 and 15-12. Kansas City Royals, they were losers today as they lost to Houston in 12 innings, final score of 5-4. Hastings will take on Concordia on Thursday. We'll have the action here at Duncan Field. Airtime will be at 4:45. First pitch will be at 5 o'clock. We'll have all the action here on 1230 KHIS. That'll wrap things up. Again, there's some weather starting to develop. Just to the west of our immediate area, stick around to 1230 KHIS. We'll have all the latest weather developments right here on 1230 KHIS. For my producer and engineer, Jeff Wright, I'm Mike Will, wishing you a very pleasant good evening from Hastings.
You've been listening to the Coach's Postgame Show. Join us all season long for Bronco baseball coverage on your Hastings link to Bronco Sports, 1230 KHIS. Bronco Baseball is an exclusive presentation of Platte River Radio.